Gonna need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 176. And here we are back today with an episode that we have been looking forward to for some time, here with a man who, as the song would tell you, is an all-star. Here is Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
Rob?
Yes?
We might be the only two guys who, you know, on Earth who don't think dog and blog rhyme, or who think.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's no one I'd rather be in a foxhole with than you.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we are back here and we have a great treat for our listeners today. We're going to be talking about the film Shrek from, I believe, the year 2000. It's going to be in the year 2000. And we're coming off of a fun episode last week, right, Uncle Kiwi?
Very fun episode. What was last week's episode again?
Remind me. it was fun, right?
I know it was good. I just don't remember what it was.
What did we do? What did we do last time? I was hoping you knew. I'm probably gonna keep it properly rated. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask Alexa.
Yeah. Would Alexa know?
I mean, Jacob and Kai over here.
Yeah.
Can you ask Alexa to play the most recent episode of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast? See if Alexa knows.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I thought it was a very fun episode last week.
Yeah. Very fun.
Talked through a lot of things. People said it was more of a plot episode than a vibes episode. So, who knew? But today we have, certainly a plot episode here today, because we are going to be talking with a man who is the world's leading expert on the subject matter that we were talking about today. This is Robin Akiva Get Shrek'd. And so today, let's welcome in your friend and mine, the great Shut Up Tim. Tim, how are you?
Hey, thank you for, well, first and foremost, I need to say that Shrek came out in 2001. Yeah, instantly like triggered
in
me.
The
I like
year
started
2001.
Yeah, it was probably the most notable thing to happen in 2001, I think.
Just getting straight into it.
I'm going to say this right now. Now, saying that I'm the world's biggest Shrek expert might not be true, but the odds are I'm the biggest Shrek expert that you know.
That we know. Top five, right?
I don't have Shrek tattoos. I've never been to the Shrek Fest.
There's a Shrek Fest?
Yeah.
Does Shrek Fest rhyme with breakfast, Akiva?
Uh-oh. Better put up a poll.
Shrek Fest, breakfast. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I bet more than breakfast at Shrekfest is
dog and blog.
Yeah, pretty. I bet that's like the highlight of the day, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Was there a Shrek cereal when Shrek was at its, I mean, Shrek was still in its prime, but
of course there was. Of course there was tons of Shrek merchandise, everything you can imagine. But most notably, and the most famous Shrek item was the green Heinz ketchup, Shrek swamp ketchup. It was just green. It was delicious. And, it's like when he puts the bug juice on his toothbrush and brushes his teeth. Yeah. So, I'm happy here. I'm a noted Shrekspert. I'm a Shrekophile. I was surprised. Honestly,
I don't know if I would tell people I was a Shrekophile.
Why not? Why wouldn't you be?
The connotation. Yeah.
I know we're talking Shrek 1 here, but in Shrek 2, when he turns to a human for a little bit, man, I wouldn't. And Shrek's a pretty nice looking guy. I honestly,
Thick,
Shrek,
right?
Shrek as a ogre as well. Everyone says he's ugly. I disagree.
Is Shrek a person?
Shrek is an ogre.
He's not a human being? Is he a Homo sapien?
He's not a Homo sapien. No, he's a mystical creature from fantasy. He's a fairy tale creature. That's why Lord Farquaad is trying to eliminate him. So I don't believe he's an actual human being.
Okay.
Well, it kind of makes Princess Fiona like she's. I mean, what's she up to? You know.
Well, so wait. So when Princess Fiona, when Princess Fiona, that her spell is that she goes from being a human being to then not being a human being part of the day.
Well, yeah, she becomes an.
You just spoiled like the whole movie, but sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did we have to put a spoiler warning up for 2001 Shrek?
Well. Well, I think it's exciting to talk about Shrek right now, especially coming off the week that like not only Rob had, but Shrek had as well, because Shrek turned 21 this year.
Oh, okay. So Shrek is able to drink legally, finally.
Yeah, finally he can drink those eyeball martinis and legally. Okay. But also, also, of course, you covered the Pentaververse. I'm not going to say that right.
Pentaverate. Yeah, it is Mike Myers week here on Rob Has a Podcast, where we're talking, of course, about 2001's Shrek here today with Tim. But on Nothing But Netflix this week, Chappelle and I were joined by, of course, Tim's friend as well. Mike Bloom joined us to talk about the Pentaverate. We covered the entirety of the Mike Myers Netflix series, Uncle Kiwi. It's 6 episodes. It is, you know, like I think it was a movie that they changed into a TV show.
And, too short. Needed another 3 episodes.
Too short. What are you talking about? What was too short, Tim?
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I loved how that was the first thing that you guys got into.
Yeah.
Because they hide that. There's a huge amount of nudity in this Netflix show, Uncle Kiwi.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And what's amazing is it's like in episode. Yeah, it's like in episode 5. Like, was not expecting it.
6. It was in the finale. Yeah.
Oh, it was in the finale.
Usually in a show, if there is nudity, it's like in the first episode.
No.
Yeah. And this was
full frontal.
It made me laugh so hard. I thought it was like one. It's like Mike Myers is like, how do I up the Austin Powers nude scenes? You know what? Let's just full on show everything and make it a bit that like we're trying to blur it, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I also really liked in that scene, Rob, there's a woman wearing a Bush Cheney shirt and they blur out the word Bush a bunch of the times. Mm-hmm. So pretty funny stuff. I disagree with your take on it being a bad show. I think it's a very good show. Like, I think that like it really is like, if you squeezed Mike Myers and like you got his essence, I think that's what this show is. And I'm a Love Guru defender as well, even though it is objectively a bad movie.
Yeah, Akiva, should the Love Guru be in the crappy movie diaper?
I think we tried to, and people, I think it's not, I think it's canceled.
Oh, is it canceled, Tim?
I think there's a lot of like elements of Mike Myers stuff that like is cancelable. Although I feel like he did go out of his way with the Netflix show to not put in as much negative stuff, but who knows, 10 years from now that show's probably done for as well, so
you never know. That's the thing about the future.
This Netflix show comes out at the same time of the news of Netflix losing record profits, and I'm like, I wonder. I thought the show was great. I mean, key MVP of that show was the voiceover host of
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah. Is great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of Netflix and Shrek, Tim, I loaded up my Netflix today and I said, all right, here we go. Let me pop on Shrek and Netflix, because I look at the top 10 of Netflix all the time with Chappelle when we do Nothing But Netflix. I was like, okay. And top 10 movies, it was Shrek 2. Netflix lost all the Shrek.
First of all, Rob, you're really showing your ass here, because
why?
How do you not own Shrek? Like, it is one of the best films of all time.
I should have gone to a DVD?
At the very least. I mean, I actually just eliminated all my physical media except for one DVD. Oh, actually 4 DVDs, to be honest. 3 DVDs. I actually threw away the third one because I'm a noted Shrek the Third hater. Terrible film. Mostly Justin Timberlake.
Everybody knows Tim's Shrek rankings, which are 2, 1, 4, 3. Everybody knows them.
2-1-4-3 Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. And four is severely, speaking of overrated and, underrated, four is underrated for sure. I think all the Shreks are underrated, to be honest, or perfectly rated.
Even three is three underrated.
Okay. That's overrated. Here's my problem. Too much focus on Justin Timberlake's character, who detest.
Too much one. Fuck us.
JT himself comes in and unfortunately he has the role because he's Cameron Diaz at the time.
Yeah.
And then they break up and then they have to promote this movie, which is really great. But King Arthur plays Artie, who is heir to Far, Far Away's throne, and just annoying in general. So mm-hmm. I do not want Stack is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's three. Like, yeah, 2-1-4-3 Two is the best film of all time, period. Shrek is up there as well. These are both 5-star films, in my opinion. And what you have to know about Shrek, though, too, is it comes from like such a weird area. Now, DreamWorks, of course, Shrek is really what got it to be rivals of Pixar. Pixar was like the animated film king at the point. So much so that like Shrek won the Oscar for the first ever best animated film Oscar and beating Monsters, Inc. What do you think about that?
Shrek versus Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're Monsters, Inc. Big defenders. I think that tracks for us. Yeah.
I think Monsters, Inc. 2 is better than Monsters, Inc. 1, to be honest.
That's a good take, and I think I agree with you. Monsters U is surprisingly fun. I do feel bad, though, because this is green-on-green character crime, which I firmly have the take that most green characters are great. In fact, almost all green characters are great.
You're talking to two Jets fans right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So, yes.
Most of our green characters are pretty mid, right, Akiva?
Yep, yep.
Oh, you're being too hard on yourself. Green is good. Much better than blue characters, right? Like, are we excited for Smurfs or Avatar?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kayvon Thibodeau.
Oh, yes, that's exactly.
I'm not a sports guy. I don't know if you remember.
unfortunately, these sports jokes are going over my head. I pay enough attention to like not know anything, unfortunately. So I love Shaq. Shaq's the other person, but I feel like Shaq and Shrek. Yeah, I feel like Shaq is also like built like Shrek. Like I think that's probably why.
Come first, Tim. So really, you would say Shrek is built like Shaq.
Yeah. How would Shrek be in the NBA, Akiva?
Well, how tall is Shrek? Do we know how? I think people say he's 8 feet
I do.
Tall. How tall? Yeah, actually, I know you know.
I actually have a Shrek height game. If you guys are interested in doing it now or later,
Because it's hard because Lord Farquaad is very tiny. Mm-hmm. So by comparison, I don't know. Like, where does he come up to on Shrek?
So here's the interesting aspect, and for those people who have seen Shrek 4, they already know this. Shrek is actually a very short ogre, also, just compared to humans. Mm-hmm. This is my game is. Shrek character heights, aka is Akiva taller? So I have the heights of the Shrek characters.
Do you know how tall I am first?
No, I was gonna say, how tall are you, Akiva?
Oh wait, well, no, let's let everybody on Twitter guess.
Everyone on Twitter guess for a minute. Everyone like register your guess.
Yeah.
You can tweet
you
it
can
at
send
me.
It in. Send it in at this point in the podcast.
Need a podcast at robswebsite.com if you want to email your guess for my height. And now I'd like to say 5'6¾".
5'6¾". So now we have to take in the lie factor and minus 2 inches.
No. That's what doctors have said. I haven't been to the doctor in a long time, but that's what they used to say. Is it possible I've shrunk? More likely than gotten taller, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then,
honey, I shrunk the Akiva.
That's right.
Would you like to guess? Are you taller or smaller than Shrek?
Well, for sure. So I think Shrek's 8 feet tall, so I'm definitely shorter than Shrek. We're all taller than Shrek.
Shrek is 7'0". So
7'0".
Yep.
Okay.
I read somewhere that there's an argument. Some people think he's 8 feet tall.
This is one of the big contended fan theories is Shrek 8. Because in the video game, he's noted at 8 feet tall, but we've done forensic
is Shrek dead?
Science. Oh, sorry. Is Forensic mean he's dead? Like,
does forensics mean that the you're talking about dead people, Akiva?
Do we make that a Twitter poll? Let me Google. Does forensics equal dead?
Mm-hmm. I'm more than happy to be wrong about this, but I hope Shrek is not dead. I'm still hoping for Shrek 5.
It's a critical element of the criminal justice system. Forensic scientists analyze evidence from crime scenes. I don't know. Maybe
it doesn't equal dead.
Yeah, but it doesn't
equal... So if someone like chops off your finger, they could do forensic.
Yeah, it's known as criminalistic. So unless Shrek is a criminal, I guess that there are times when he is like, you know, a wanted man, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He gets arrested in the second film.
Yeah.
Here's okay. So then, what is the science of height? Like, is that a thing?
Okay,
well, I know, you don't know him, but Rob and I know this guy Jared Jerome. He can guess anybody's height. He knows everyone's height in the world. He can just look at them on TV or whatever. He can guess your height within like a centimeter.
I mean, within a centimeter, not even within an inch.
All right. Well, an inch isn't that impressive. I'd say 6 centimeters.
He could just look at a person and say how tall they are.
100%. That's his gift. Yeah.
Can you text this person and ask how tall is Lord Farquaad from Shrek?
And we're going to have to get a tweet during the week. I don't think he's available right now.
All right. Okay.
It's a good question.
All right. So Akiva,
is he a carnival barker? How did he hone this skill?
I listen, everyone has something that they're good at in the world.
This is like his hero superpower.
This is his hero superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty okay. good.
Mine is like knowing how into sports somebody is the second I meet them. I could ask like one question not about sports, and I could like give your like exactly how big of a sports fan you are, down to like the, you know, each team.
Oh, well then Akiva. Mm-hmm. Does professional wrestling count as a sport?
It's a good question. Honestly, it's a good question. There is a certain type of person, Tim, who is very into professional wrestling who doesn't follow any sports.
You're talking to one.
Tim, yeah. I didn't know you were very into professional wrestling.
Yeah, last
he's a big fan of year. of Matt and Mari's podcast. He's a big professional wrestling person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've just recently made the transition. I'm so deep. I'm into the AEW now, which I do believe now is better than the WWE.
Yeah, Tim, so. I don't know if you know this about me. I bet I have in the last couple of months really refound my love of wrestling.
I had no idea. Tim, you have never mentioned that, at least on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you watch it with the boys?
Yeah, me and Dominic watch a lot of wrestling.
Who's your guy? Is it MJF?
I don't know if we have like a favorite superstar right now.
But are you watching WWE or AEW? No,
I don't watch AEW.
Oh, AEW.
Because I think you'd really like MJF. He's like a bad guy.
Yeah. MJC?
But he's from not MJC.
Yeah.
No, MJC, a good guy. He's like, he's from your neck of the woods. He's literally, I think, from Wontaw.
Oh.
MJF. And he's like their biggest. You like him. You should look up some of his stuff on YouTube.
I'll look it up.
His run with Wardlow right now is really funny.
Like, he's like a big talker. He's not. Yeah, he's like not a huge guy or anything. He's just like a trash talker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's the mensch of the cinch. So he's great. I love him. But your kids don't have a WWE superstar that they love. My son, who also is one of the reasons I got back into it, loves. Mysterio.
My son's name is Dominic, so we are very partial to the Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic Mysterio is
yeah, but we digress. Yeah.
yes well, Shrek does have a wrestling scene in this movie.
He does a few wrestling moves.
Yeah, he does a suplex and it's a clothesline. Yeah, he's pretty good. He wins over the crowd. He's a big baby face, I think Shrek is. So okay, so Akiva's shorter than Shrek. Akiva, are you taller or smaller than Princess Fiona in ogre form?
Well, you just said Shrek is short for an ogre, so she's got to be at least close to 7 feet, so shorter.
You're saying you're shorter?
Yeah, I'm shorter. Yeah,
Akiva's definitely shorter than Ogre Fiona.
I have no question.
Yeah, Ogre Fiona is 6'4", and this is like, of course, the actual Fiona. She's who she's meant to be in ogre form. Mm-hmm. What about human Fiona? Are you taller or smaller than human Cameron Fiona?
Diaz.
Well, I have that height as well.
Cameron D.
And Destiny.
I'm going to say she's like, I'm taller. I'm going to say she's like 5'5".
Well, she is 5'6".
5'6". Okay.
I got her beat.
If we believe that.
I told anybody they could have measured me at the live know-it-all. No one took me up on it.
Nobody brought a ruler.
Nobody brought a ruler.
Yeah. Measure. Okay. Are you taller or smaller than Cameron Diaz, the actress who plays Princess Diana?
Was she a model before she was an actress? Because models could be tall.
Yeah.
Rob, what do you think here?
I think she was a model.
Do you think she's taller than me?
I'm gonna say no. I don't think that she is quite that tall. Say Uncle Kiwi is taller than Cameron Diaz.
Well, Cameron D is, of course, the tallest of the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And at 5'9",
she's taller
than Uncle Blowout. So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got two more. What about Mike Myers, the voice of Shrek?
Oh.
Are you taller or smaller than, Sprocket?
Hope you're not smaller than Mike Myers.
I think he's going to be.
Yeah, well, next question. All right.
I said nobody brought a ruler to live those.
Yeah. Jared Jerome can't,
that would be a skill.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet there's somebody out there with that skill. That's for another episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Really a Dr. Mike question.
Mm-hmm.
I think we asked him that. I don't think he took the bait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Mike Myers is 5'10".
Ooh. Mike Myers is actually shorter than Cameron Diaz at 5'8".
Okay.
Okay. He's still taller than me.
Okay. Last one. Taller or smaller than Lord Farquaad?
I think Lord Farquaad's probably like 4'10 or something, right? I mean, his whole shtick is that he's short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A whole bit.
What about Donkey standing on his legs? Do you have that?
Good question.
Tim?
How tall is Donkey? It's a good question.
I don't. I have only Donkey standing on his. If you go by his ear, he's slightly under Lord Farquaad. So that's why I didn't include him.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
How tall is Farquaad?
Farquaad is 4'6". So you got him.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Good news.
That dunk on his head.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the production of Shrek, which, what was funny is that DreamWorks at the time was run by, Jeffrey Katzenberg, who, Renap fans would know as the creator of Quibi.
Yeah,
this was his big Quibi, of course, is really important to him. He thought that was going to be the future of streaming services. Mm-hmm. We could have watched Shrek in portrait mode 5 minutes at a time in Quibi, but unfortunately, RIP Quibi.
Yeah.
But what happened was the
it went
animation
longer than CNN Plus.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine watching Shrek on CNN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
it's
I watched
a
it on
political film.
On Peacock, it is. I mean, it really is. The Farquaad's trying to purify his country of Dulop. All right, Shrek. I didn't want to go any farther.
Yeah.
Shrek, of course, animation studio happening right now. DreamWorks is focusing on some of their, what they consider their pristine animation in The Prince of Egypt, Spirit, and like Sinbad. And so, but basically, if you got fired off of The Prince of Egypt, they said you got Shrek'd and they would move you to making Shrek. And pretty much the whole crew of Shrek were people who just like, they didn't want to fire, but they moved. And so then Shrek was optioned by Steven Spielberg and kind of just was a success beyond its own. And what's super fascinating, I think, is it's such a weird watching it now. What did you guys think of the animation of 2001 Shrek?
I thought it held up. I didn't think that watching it was this looks terrible. It's not like even if you watch like the first Toy Story where I mean, that's sort of like the first of the animated films. But I didn't think there was anything wrong with Shrek.
I think the humans are like really gross looking, to be honest. Like they're all talking about how Fiona is like beautiful, right? She's much better looking as an ogre. In my opinion, I don't think that's a hot take.
Yeah, you're saying that sort of like the uncanny valley yes. had not yet been crossed.
Yes, and actually that's a good reference because also what came out on D Plus this week was the Lonely Islands Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers yes. reboot, which yes. is a I'm happy to report is very good and very yeah. fun and contains Shrek. Shrek is in that as well.
Oh my
there's
God.
There's a Shrek scene in there. No spoilers, but yeah, it's good. And they talk about the uncanny valley.
Yeah,
in there
I think that
well,
like 2004's Polar Express is another film that yeah. you know. I don't think we really cracked that yet. But I didn't think that overall the animation is rough in Shrek.
Oh no, I think it. You know, having all the fairy tale characters and that storyline really gets it to be enjoyable. I mean, overall, it's just a success. It was a huge marketing success. It made $480 million on the first movie, won an Oscar. I mean, it's a great film. And I have to ask the two of you. I was very concerned. Did you watch this film on 3X?
3X? No way.
Okay, good.
No, we watched it on 1X.
Okay, good. Because I was worried, so I watched it three times this week just to make up for you guys, just in case. I really wanted to...
Yeah.
How many times do you think you've seen Shrek 1?
Over a... I mean, 100 is being very conservative. Much more than that, obviously. I mean, mm-hmm. My kids asked not to watch it in my house now because they've seen it too many times. And Shrek 2, even more so. Shrek 2 is the better of the series. But, you know, I know it's the one that I do when we are looking for Shrek entertainment. I'll go for 4 because it's the one I'm less familiar with and I appreciate so, more.
As one does. Sometimes they're looking for Shrek entertainment. So you watch Shrek 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will there be a mm-hmm. Shrek Plus streaming service coming out soon?
One can only hope. But I'm concerned. Like, is Shrek part of Disney now? Like, I feel like Disney owns so much.
I don't
of
believe
media.
So.
Like,
no, it's on Peacock, right? I think it's still part yeah. of what you know. Because I went to Universal Studios a couple of years ago, and Shrek was there. So I believe that he's part of the Universal NBC Peacock-iverse.
What? So yeah, Disney owned Shrek, imagine if like all of Disney World just they. Shrekified and every ride was
yeah I think you should
at least
hope
the whole world
Disney
would be
owns Shrek. They might be able to do more with the property.
I'm concerned. I mean, Disney owning everything, I'm sure I'd be worried it gets lost like the Muppets got lost with Disney, another green goat character, Kermit, mm-hmm. of course. But you said you met Shrek. How was that? What did he smell like?
I didn't get very close to Shrek, but Shrek was
he's an ogre. You don't want to get that close.
Universal Studios.
Oh yeah, the ogre of what was the name of Shrek? Of course, is in the Mike Myers show. Shows up for
spoiler
no reason
alert, yeah.
and really great. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so all true Shrek fans who are listening right now would already have obviously watched this, and it may have been the reason why I watched the whole Mike Myers show.
Yeah.
From the first part. So.
Can I tell you the weirdest thing I had today watching the show was I was watching Shrek, and then my son Dominic, who's 8, came in the room, and I don't know if like that when you, I was watching it on Amazon Prime, and then you know these sort of like that they show you like what stars are in the movie, and he said, "Oh, Dad, Mike Myers is in this." I was like, "Yeah." Yeah, he is. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, what do you even know Mike Myers from? He's like, yeah, he's like, Dad, you watched another
SNL,
show.
Baby?
You know, he said you watched another show with Mike Myers this week. I was like, yeah, I didn't know you watched it. He didn't see it.
What?
I mean, he was not watching the Pentaverits. I don't know how he absorbed all this.
I mean, I feel like what would be Dominic's entry into Mike Myers' IMDb, and is like he a big Cat in the Hat fan?
I don't know.
Like,
the only thing I could think of with that, my mom was here last week, and she was watching Ryan and Kelly. Kelly and Ryan, I should say, even though Kelly was absent. And Mike Myers was the guest on that. And I don't know if he like sort of like absorbed it from being in the room. But yeah, Mike Myers as Mike Myers is always a bit odd, too.
Yeah, like you guys were talking about on Nothing But Netflix about like looking at him playing eight of these different characters. I feel like he just was himself as one of the characters as well. It would be weird and funny alone. Not to mention like Myers doesn't like he could be a character without putting any of those facial makeup stuff on. He's looking quite interesting these days. And I have to say, I think one of the other underrated Mike Myers performances, and it's so interesting, it's not even on his listed on his IMDb, but he hosted that Gong Show for like two seasons as a character.
What was the character?
His name was like Tommy Meehan, and he was like a British, like he just played as a British guy. He went and he promoted the whole show as this character. He came out of his retirement to specifically do this. So we wouldn't have his show without the Gong Show.
I think he like went like full like Ron Burgundy with it, where I think he was like trying to pretend that this was not Mike Myers.
Yeah. Well, it was. And the Gong Show. Wow. Two seasons. Can't believe it got canceled. So I definitely watched several episodes just to be like, why is he doing this? Mike Myers makes interesting choices. What do the two of you think of the other three principal cast members? I mean, a pretty goat lineup. This is a Mount Rushmore of acting. I mean, lineup.
Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, and John Lithgow.
Yeah.
The core
those
four.
Are four.
Yeah.
Core four.
I saw somebody saying this is Eddie Murphy's best work. One of the people involved in the movie. This is the seminal Eddie Murphy
role. One of the people involved in the movie called it Eddie Murphy's best work?
I think like the director or the executive producer or somebody.
Boy.
I mean, you have to say, I mean, Donkey and Shrek together are a great power couple. And
if we ever ranked, and I think we never would, we'd get too much hate, but like best duos, best like movie duos, Rob.
Best movie duos.
Yeah, like all maybe TV and movies. So we could have like, Starsky and Hutch. I don't know who they are, but I feel like they're a duo.
I think they were TV and a movie.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they were TV or a movie.
What's the TNT one? A Key and Peele? No, what's the one that's
Franklin and Bash?
Franklin and Bash. That's the good one. Franklin and Bash.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah. Rizzoli and Isles. Thelma and Louise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
So then
if you rank them, I feel like Shrek and Donkey would make a deep run into that.
Oh, they should be number one, of course. Mm-hmm. And by the way, who is you in this movie? Rob and Akiva are a great duo. Which one's Shrek and which one's Donkey?
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well, what would you rather be, Akiva?
Well, I think I'm more ogre-like than you, you know?
I feel like I'm much relate more to the donkey.
Yeah, usually people would cast you as the star, but I feel like here I'm the ogre and you're... And it's not easy being green, but I would rather be green here. I'd rather be Shrek. So you want to be Donkey?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that. What does Donkey do? He talks all day. Like people are like, shut Donkey's up.
Funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
Akiva, have you ever been to a swamp?
Donkey's married to a dragon.
I've probably been to a swamp. Probably when I was younger, probably was near swamps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, did the Meadowlands count?
Yeah, that's true. The swamps of East Rutherford, New Jersey, many times. Hundreds of times.
Perfect. Well, I think that answers that question.
Yeah.
Donkey's married to a dragon. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten someone's skin boiled in or like a giant slug or... I feel like Shrek could down a liter of Coke Zero, no problem.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've never eaten anybody's skin, but I have downed some Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shrek
has a lot of babies running around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not in the first one.
Yeah, later.
Yeah, spoilers for the other Shrek movies, but sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have here another game. This is called Swapping Manly Stories. Of course, Donkey wants to swap manly stories, and in the morning he's making waffles.
Can I just add to that? I think it's probably an insult to Eddie Murphy to call Shrek his best work.
I didn't say it, just to be clear. You know, other people... Yeah.
I'm sure he said that, and I think he was annoyed.
If you were going to do the filmography of Eddie Murphy, I think you would probably say, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, The Golden Child, was he nominated for the Oscar for
Dreamgirls?
Dreamgirls, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bowfinger is a great film, too, and that was like his film right before Shrek. Was Bowfinger. And then, of course, actually, there was two films that flank Shrek. Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
Right.
And then Dr. Doolittle 2. So, yeah. Two great sequels.
Here, I found the quote. It's from a film critic. USA Today's Susan Wolochkina praised Eddie Murphy's performance, stating that it gives he gives the comic performance of his career.
Oh, my God.
And Richard Schickel of Time Magazine said no one has ever made a funnier jackass of himself than Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Variety ranked Eddie Murphy's top 10 appearances. They went number one, Dreamgirls. Number two, they went with 2019's Dolomite Is My Name.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Coming to America is 3, Nutty Professor 4, 48 Hours 5. They put SNL 6, Beverly Hills Cop 7, Trading Places 8, Shrek is 9, Bowfinger is 10. Oh. According to Janelle Riley from Variety.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tim, tell us about your game.
All right. Well, this game is called Swapping Manly Stories. And I was wondering if the two of you could tell me the manliest story thing that you did this week.
Oh, my God.
We could determine which of us is the manliest.
Tim, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Yeah, okay. I had mine loaded. I was able to think about it. I was upstairs watching Shrek, and I got a text from my wife, and my wife's like, can you please come downstairs? I come downstairs.
Oh, you should have said no. That would have been like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there was a spider on the ceiling, and I did not Shrek or shriek because I am spiders. I do not fear spiders because I'm 1,000 times bigger than most spiders. That math might be off. But I removed the spider from the room. No problem. So that's my, the manliest.
Killed a spider. Manliest thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess, this has sort of been like in defeat, but I do have a clogged toilet here in my office, and I have been plunging away here over the last 2 days trying to work on this clog to no avail. I don't even know how it happened. It seems kind of like a slow clog. It's like sometimes you clog the toilet and you know instantly, oh, that's going to be a problem. This is one that sort of like crept up, like the toilet was very slowly, I noticed like some odd behavior to now it's now a full clog. And I really don't know. I may need to bring in a plumber to come and remedy this situation. So I have been working very hard.
You've been trying. And what's more? Yeah.
Yeah. The plunger I owned was not doing the trick. I went to Lowe's and bought a second plunger. That I thought would be maybe give me a little more firepower, but no, I'm still striking out.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Your manly story is you took a fat dump and clogged the toilet?
No. That I would say that that would be I think I would be able to identify the problem more. This is over days. I feel like
this is a plumbing issue. No pun intended.
Yeah,
issue is with this. Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say taking a fat dump is pretty manly. Yeah. I mean, you're really you should have leaned into that.
Yeah. The other story that I had, but Tim kind of stepped on this, was that this morning my wife was like, bug on the ceiling, and I went right over and just grabbed it with my bare hands.
Wow.
I said, this is a lightning bug. And I just grabbed it with my hands, and then I went outside and just freed it.
Wow, that really, I used the toilet paper on the spider, so. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have touched a spider with my bare hands, but I was like this is a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Akiva.
Well, my kids, we were waiting for a bus, and they were really bored because the bus wasn't coming for like 40 minutes. It just never showed up. And so they decided to climb. The bus stop has like a roof on it. They decided to climb onto the roof of the bus stop.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to climb up there and get them down. So I was just yelling like, hey, get down. And like the whole neighborhood saw. And I looked very stupid. That's not really the manliest thing I did, but it was probably the most like demoralizing thing that happened to me, because they were like, what were they going to do? Like at that point, they were in control. I was not getting to the top. I could like threaten taking away like every toy and privilege and whatever. But I was like, mm-hmm. at that point, like at their mercy to, you know, for them to come down. That's not really the most manly story, but you know, that's the first thing that pops to me.
Mm-hmm. That your kids were just like out of control.
Completely out of control. Yeah, yeah. Just on top of something. And then a cop drove by and I was like, ooh, maybe he'll arrest you guys. That would have been sweet justice. But he didn't seem to see or notice or care.
I mean, that's pretty manly, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could be off. Maybe Twitter will correct us, but I think Rob's fat dump is definitely the one.
Oh, stop saying that. It's a bleep.
Mm-hmm.
Bleep fat dump?
Like weird. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
We haven't even started the seminal 2001 film Shrek yet.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a break and after that, and then we'll come back and keep talking more about Shrek with Shut Up Tim. All right. We haven't talked too much about the plot of the film. Akiva, I thought it might be interesting to discuss some of the things that stood out to you on this rewatch of Shrek.
Mm-hmm. And when you say rewatch, you're assuming I've seen it before.
You've seen Shrek before.
I know, what? I have seen it before. I'm just trying to scare.
I was clutching my pearls for a second.
Did you see it in the movie theater?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I did, of course. As a 20-year-old, I went and saw Shrek, and it was great. You know, Shrek is maligned as like one of the films that like use it like, oh, they do is use famous people's voices. And I would argue that like, so does Toy Story. So does Pixar for the most point. I mean, look at Toy Story. They had Tom Hanks and Tim Allen there, who were huge stars at the time. So that's much maligned. Another thing that they, you know, malign Shrek about is it's like just a fart movie. And I have to say, upon rewatch, I counted how many farts there were, and there's one fart in this whole film, and it's and it's during All-Star. You don't even hear the fart noise. You just see bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a one fart movie.
It's a one fart movie. There is several. There's like about three fart jokes, but no.
Well, his name is Lord Farquhar. Do you think anybody ever calls him Lord Fartquhar, maybe, or something like that?
I think they were leaning into it a little bit.
Isn't his name a joke on F-Wad?
F-Wad?
Yeah.
F-Wad.
How they say it, too. It's definitely like they are slow. I believe that's the joke, is he's Lord F-Wad.
Lord F-Wad? Oh, my God. People using F-Wad?
Well, I'm saying that because I wasn't sure. If Fat Dump's getting bleeped, there's no way I could say the F word.
Well, I'm not asking you to.
No, Akiva did.
Akiva, you want him to say the F word?
No, I don't want him to say the F word.
Yeah. Oh. One of the things that on my rewatch of the film that I noticed immediately, and I was like, oh my God, I think I have like an incredible take that Lord Farquaad and Facebook have the same logo, and I was like gonna take this to Twitter, and then I did a search and it's like, oh no, people have been talking about this for like since 2015.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Tim, have you noticed that before, that Facebook and Lord Farquaad have the same logo?
Yeah, but good job, Rob. I appreciate you noticing that. Did you notice that some fun things. When you notice it, it's fun to notice these things in Shrek. But yeah, we've been talking about it online for a long time. Mm-hmm. What about the three bears? Did you notice that in the movie? One of these
tell
hidden
us about
Shrek
the three
jokes?
Bears.
Okay, so we see the three bears being rounded up. They're one of the fairy tale creatures. We see Mama Bear, Baby Bear, and Dad Bear. And of course, Baby Bear's line is, "This cage is too small." And then when all the fairy tale creatures are in Shrek Swamp, we only see the Dad Bear and the Baby Bear, and they both seem very upset. Why is this? Because then when we go to the famous Farquaad scene, that when he's in his bed looking at Princess Fiona in the mirror, clearly doing something there, we pan the floor and there's a bearskin rug and it's the bomb with her bow. So Farquaad killed Mama Bear in the movie. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why they're sad. But there's a happy ending.
This is who you lay with, Tim?
I don't lay with Farquaad. Oh, what are you talking about? I'm staunchly opposed to
call the forensics team.
When you went to Universal, Rob, did you attend Shrek 3D?
No, we didn't. We didn't do any Shrek activities
other than seeing him. I mean, that's pretty good. Well, you know, the ghost of Farquaad shows up in that. So if you're looking for more Farquaad content, unfortunately, doesn't make any other appearances in the next three films. Yeah. But you know, Farquaad, of other things to notice, and I think we need to get back to Akiva. Did you see this in theater?
You know, I was, if you think back, I was, it was the end of senior year in high school. My sister was being born this month. I wonder if like this wasn't, I don't know if we were going to see Shrek like seniors in high school on a PG movie on a Saturday night. I don't think that's what we were doing. So I definitely saw it pretty early in the run, but it might have been, it might not have been in theaters. I don't remember though, honestly. Hmm.
Too cool for Shrek, huh?
Yeah.
We might have been too cool for Shrek senior high school.
Rob, how many of the Shreks did you see in theater?
I definitely saw the first one in the theater. I don't remember about the second one. And I feel like that the third one, I think it might have been like a BitTorrent, but yeah, I don't remember if I saw the second. What year was the second one?
Oh, great question. 2004.
Yeah, let me see. I might have had a lot going on that summer. Yeah. So yeah, I don't recall seeing Shrek 2 in the theater.
Yeah, and in 2007, I returned again to the theater to see Shrek the Third. But I have to say, I was so upset at it that I did not see Ever After in theater.
Oh my god.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was out like at that point. Too cool, didn't have kids at that point, so just an adult man who's like, maybe I'll sit out these kids movies. Also, you have to remember that the Shrek came out and like animated movies were a novelty. Now you can't go a weekend without seeing the bad guys.
Well, Shrek, Tim, you're calling this a kids movie that you say you've seen over 100 times. Do you think Shrek is a kids movie or is it for grownups?
Well, I love kids movies, and I think kids movies are for grownups as well. It's an animated kids movies is a good generalization for animated movies or stuff that's aired more at you know, less adult content. We're not going to see, you know, straight up murder. I mean, I guess we do see a murder in this movie. Several, I think.
Mama Bear.
Lord Farquaad gets eaten by the dragon and barfs out. It burps. A lot more burps than farts in this movie, by the way. A ton more burps. So.
Did you count the burps?
Let me do it in my head right now. I think I could probably, I believe there's seven burps off the top of my head right now.
Off the top of your head, you can do seven burps. Okay.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. He burps to light the fire. He burps the dragon burps. Probably seven. Oh yeah, better out than in is what I always say, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tim, do you know every word to the movie?
I'm dyslexic, so quoting movie lines is really hard for me, but you know, blue flowers, red thorns, that'd be easier if I wasn't colorblind, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, that's a nice boulder. Lots of good quotable stuff. I don't know every, that's where people call me out. It's like, oh, you're not that big a Shrek fan because you don't know the entire script by heart. But I have gone and watched you know, Shrek retold on YouTube, which is that thing, it was a YouTube trend where they got something like 100 different people to recreate the whole movie using different animation styles. And it's really funny. If you're looking to enjoy Shrek again, check out Shrek Retold on YouTube. It's like 8 million views.
Yeah. You know, one of the things for me that I found a little bit jarring, and for whatever reason, I feel like I've seen the first half of Shrek way more than I've seen the second half of Shrek. It's like a reverse Titanic situation for me. Mm-hmm. But in the, you know, rewatch of it today, I absolutely no memory of the scene. I guess that it's sort of like setting up the third act where the cast is breaking out into singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a tone shift that I did not recall.
Well, yeah, I love the Hallelujah scene too, because they actually use Hallelujah. Like sometimes movies use, it's a sad song, right? But sometimes movies use it as like a happy part. Like I think of the Watchmen movie and they play that song over like the two characters making love. And I'm like, what are they trying to say here?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Glory.
Yeah. Night Owl is Hallelujah. This song, you know, it's playing and everyone, all three characters are angry at each other, right? They're all like, he's falling in love with a human, and he's having weird feelings and he doesn't know why she's pushing him away. So yeah, Hallelujah is great. The soundtrack of this movie is an all-star, if I don't say so.
Yeah,
so
I'm so.
Like, my problem with the soundtrack, Tim, is like, this is an animated movie, and I think, is there only one original song in the movie?
Well, no. I mean, you can't. Doolop is a Perfect Place, sung by the parody of It's Small World. There's also Robin Hood sings his song, and let's see.
Are those because I think this movie should have more original songs. Like, it does have a good soundtrack, but really they just paid $1 zillion for famous songs.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what they say. Donkey starts singing his song, and then Shrek says no singing. I mean, that's kind of the point, is they're doing anti-Disney. And this is like a very anti-Disney movie, because DreamWorks is trying to establish itself as something else. Like, even Doolop, it's supposed to be Disneyland, right? Like, there's a character version of Lord Farquaad, and there's like the wait time and Small World parody, so that they're kind of like saying like, we're not Disney, we're a different studio. So if you want more songs in Shrek, why don't you check out Shrek the Musical, which I know Rob has seen.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple different ways. I saw it at the off-Broadway at the Pantages Theater here in, or not here, I'm not there, but I saw it in Los Angeles. And then I saw a high school production of Shrek the Musical. And the thing that really stood out to me, it was like right when COVID was about to really blow up. And it's like, should we be in here? Like, this is like a bad idea, right?
Especially for a high school production of Shrek, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, well, that's sad for me to assume. Which was the better the better version, Rob, if you had to rate the two?
I think the high school one was probably better, because the just like pound for pound, the ticket was so much cheaper.
And by the way, the Shrek musical
like
$10. Has way more,
yeah,
way more farts, including there's a whole like song where they fart at each other. So if you want more farts, check out the Shrek musical.
Yeah, it was like more impressive that these are high school kids as opposed to like these are like, you know, professional actors who are pretending to be Shrek.
Yeah. Pretty good. So what are the two of yours big takeaway from the movie? Are there scenes that like you liked that were really good? What didn't work for you for the film?
Akiva?
Well, I really liked the movie. I mean, I already said, I thought like, hey, they're just like, they bought a soundtrack. You know, they didn't have any music. What didn't I like? First of all, it's very short. The movie barely 8 minutes.
Yeah.
There's like 10 minutes at the end that's like the singing and whatever, and then the credits, but it is really about as short of a Hollywood movie as you're ever going to see. So we could have gone on the adventure a little bit longer, maybe a little more.
Wasn't long
backstory.
Enough. That's your problem.
What? That is a bad take. I think 90 minutes is perfect. Like this is.
It was 80 minutes though.
Front to.
I had 90.
Yeah, I had 90.
90 minutes include, but the movie ends 80 minutes in. Mm-hmm. They sing a song with the credits going, and then they go like, then there's like 6 minutes of credits.
Yeah.
A lot of people worked on the making of this film, but it's over within 80 minutes.
But you didn't watch all the credits?
I did. I had it rolling.
Oh, good. Yeah, you were a believer at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. MVP, LVPs. Who you think's the MVP of the movie? Who's the LVP of the movie?
Oh, boy.
MVP's got to be Donkey, right? It's the best work of Eddie Murphy's career. LVP, Lord Farquaad. That guy sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good villain.
I mean, just because he sucks doesn't mean he's bad.
I don't really know where you would go for the LVP overall.
The lady who was trying to sell Donkey at the towards the beginning of the movie.
She's got a really funny part when she's doing the ventriloquism with Donkey. She's like, "I'm the talkingest damn thing you've ever seen." That's a funny moment. I would like give an LVP to like one of the townsfolk
The townspeople, like the other like humans that were like. I feel like that's very boring. Anytime we're hearing any of them talking,
the executioner guy I don't really like. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of like, oh, he's dumb. Like that's the joke. He's like he puts up two fingers for three.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Gingerbread Man, also a very unsung hero.
Gingy, of course, is much more fleshed out in the next three films and is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah, he's really good. Actually, you know who
I mean, the gingerbread torture scene is a classic, standout scene in this movie.
Yeah. I have to say that
the Muffin Man joke,
I know he's not going
to awesome.
He's not going to show up here in this movie, but I'm not a Puss in Boots guy. Is that a hot take?
Did you just kill Tim? Oh. Did he just die?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. My computer went weird for a second. Puss in Boots, Pib, he's okay. Like, to me, Puss in Boots, diminishing returns. His Netflix show, everything that's come after Shrek, like, I'm excited.
He's like Mike Myers. The animation,
mostly because of the animation style of the new Puss in Boots. I'm hoping they correct the first Puss in Boots movie's terrible. I don't like it. Not enough Shrek, first and foremost. And I think I'd still watch it over three, but I don't know. It's rough. Puss in Boots in number two is such a good character, such a great entry into the series. And Antonio Banderas is so, so excellent. So I understand being low on him, especially what they do to him in three and four. But, they can't really, when Puss shows up, he really sidelines Donkey, which I think hurts the franchise overall. Mm-hmm. I want to see Shrek and Donkey together. That's the power couple. That's the Rob and Akiva.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
I have another game
if
you're ready.
Yes, Tim, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I need to send you an image, Rob.
Okay.
This is inspired. Can I put it in the
StreamYard chat?
Yeah. Is that something I can do?
Sure.
Okay. This is inspired by one of my favorite all-time Renap segments.
Yes.
And this is Rob describes Shrek bras.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
So I'm going to send you bra number one.
Okay.
And Akiva, you need to guess
the price?
How much these cost. Yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
This is some win-loser bra action?
Yeah, win-loser bra.
Okay.
Oh, how do I... Okay, all maybe right. I'm not
if only
capable.
Brian Cohen was here.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Leonard Cohen, here? Who wrote the song for Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe I'm just going to email this to you, Rob, since
fair
it's
enough.
Not letting me do that.
Okay.
So let me quickly send you bra number one.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, could you mouth trumpet Hallelujah in the meantime while we wait?
Ooh, that's great.
I'm going to cry.
Bra one is on its way.
Okay.
Beautiful. Now, in your mind, was that just
email
a generic version?
Or
was that the, was that the Shrek version?
I'm pretty sure that was the Kate McKinnon version from the SNL opening.
Perhaps. Okay. Just come full circle. I believe this is her final weekend on SNL. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, all right. So we have some Shreglige, would you say?
Okay. Jesus. Okay. What are we doing?
Okay, let me see if I can share the screen so Uncle Kiwi can see as well. So when you said there was going to be a Shrek bra, I had a different idea in my mind. But sure. Let me go ahead.
Well, I have three bras.
Oh, for three bras. Yeah. All right, start the emails now. Okay.
Yes, they're coming right now.
So this is, I got to zoom in on this. So it's more of a, this is not a... is this a bathing suit, or this is a two piece underwear set, bra and panty?
Yeah, this is a bra and panty, I believe. Okay. From what I looked up.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a bit of
that. Why Rob got into wrestling? He remembered the bra and panty matches, but they don't have them anymore. I don't think.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tim knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so here, let me go ahead and share this with Akiva, or would you like the play with the theater of the mind, Akiva?
No, I'd love to see the Shrek
the Shrek Lache. Okay, all right, so this is a matching set here. Mm-hmm. And so the brassiere is again, we have a sort of like a lace frill on the mm-hmm. top and the side of the underwear. And then we have a pattern here. The pattern is looks like Shrek and Donkey in mm-hmm. the logo. Mm-hmm. Is this Shrek the Third bra and underwear, Tim?
It is. Shrek the Third bra and underwear. Lingerie.
Yeah. And again, that... this is unusual for a bra. I would feel like that this is more of a bathing suit, because I feel like that there's not a lot of bras that I've seen that are tie in the back.
Yeah,
this sure this is not a bathing suit.
This came up for Shrek. Trust me, my search history is destroyed. This came up.
This is on your work computer. Lingerie.
Yeah. Okay. And then I don't know, for the underwear / bathing suit bottom. Yeah, I feel like a little bit of like, what would you say, a high rise, Akiva?
Yeah, it's hard to explain, really, what's going on with the bottom.
Yeah.
This is a bathing suit, though.
Okay.
Kiva. I think a lot of people are going to be on the beach this summer. I mean, it's almost Memorial Day weekend. I do think you will see the suit on the beach a lot this summer.
Mm-hmm. How much would you pay for this, Kiev?
Would I pay?
Mm-hmm.
How much do I think this costs? I'd say this is $39.99.
I think he asked how much would you pay for it.
Zero. I mean, what would I do with this?
When's Mary's birthday?
It's true. It's not for a while, I think. Mm-hmm. I'd have to keep this hidden for like 8 months, please. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
Imagine if she found it, too. How do you explain
that? My fear. My biggest fear is it being found now. And then if I say it, I was saving it for your birthday in June and her birthday's in January, she knows I'm lying, right? Even if I'm telling the truth, it's like one of those, like, such a bad, you know, there's no way she'd believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you like store it at your house till closer to the birthday, Tim, and then mail it to me, maybe?
Okay. Well, Tim, what else? Do you have another one for me?
This is $48, by the way.
$48. Collector's item.
I sent you number two, please.
Okay. All right. Now here we have more. This is a sports bra here of the many different faces of Shrek. This woman has four different faces of Shrek. One on each side in the front, and then also two other Shreks down near the midsection, and then also another Shrek up on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. So this one, I think, probably has maybe a little more utility.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, showcase. You can go for a run.
Yeah, for a run. You know, show off your love of Shrek at the gym.
So, Akiva, how much would you pay for this?
Yeah, I mean, this is better because you could, yeah, of course, like, you could wear this every day. This is a little bit more Tim, can we be honest for a second here?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a woman who's wearing a Shrek tank top, Shrek, like sports bra. Like, is this, you're like, you know what I'm trying to say. You're like, this is exciting.
Well, I'm excited because I'm looking at Shrek. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, Shrek.
Like, yeah, I'm always excited when I look at
Shrek. I mean, this would be fun. Like, this woman would turn heads if she was running down the street in this.
Whoa.
In this
you're commenting on the model. I should have just pulled up one that didn't have a model in it.
Then. No, like a mannequin. We don't even see her face. It has nothing to do with the model. I think it's the Shrek. The heads would be turned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to guess this is $25.
Yeah, exactly. Ding. Amazon. Wow. Amazon Prime available.
What do you Google for? Shrek sports bra?
No, just Shrek bra.
Shrek bra. Okay.
There's actually multiple versions of this print. And in my experience, from Amazon, these are low quality print items. I've gotten several Shrek shirts that are...
actual material is low quality or the printing is low quality?
Both. Yes. And yes.
Sometimes I find really stupid shirts on like... On like internet sites like AliExpress or whatever, and I buy them just to make me laugh. Right. Nobody else thinks they're funny, but so I would buy something like this if I love Shrek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, we have our last bra.
Well, I feel like that, you know, the Shrek bra is nice, but maybe the donkey yoga pants, I think, would be... you could do more with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good. It's got a tail and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of ass, the whole thing. It works.
You see what
all right.
Okay.
Bra number three.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is a drawing of donkey wearing a bra.
So this is fan art.
Fan art. Yeah, this is not.
And are you very into Shrek fan art?
Orion fan fiction? This donkey in a bra laying down, almost at like how Kate Winslet was laying when Jack Dawson drew her on the Titanic.
Yeah. Paint me like your most beautiful donkey.
Yeah. This also appears to have been drawn in MS Paint.
Yeah, it's not a great bit. I'll also say this. Donkey is always naked. So, like, you're putting on the bra.
Yes.
It's actually covering up the goods. Right. You know,
and,
it's like...
and also that I believe, like, and again, this is... speak out of school here. You know, this is a little bit of a role reversal for donkey. No.
I don't know. I'll say this. I feel like Shrek Tim has gone down a rabbit hole of Shrek erotic fan fiction.
Right. And perhaps donkey like Shrek has layers.
Well, yeah. Mm. And Shrek is love, Shrek is life, of course. I do have to say, in my Google search of Shrek bras, as I was I wanted to find at least three for it to be a comedy bit, right?
You think like the FBI gets like a little bit of a CC when you Google that?
Oh, I'm sure
they just get a little alert.
Who's donkey in a bra really harming? And by the way, this wasn't the only donkey in the bra that comes up in the page of the Google search, that image search for Shrek bras. By the way, not safe for work search.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thanks.
Also, Shrek fan art is I love the canon Shrek films. I'm not into Shrek and Sonic having a child or
right. When did that come up before Akiva? Why were we talking about that in the past?
Well, I can remember this. It's an episode you had Mike Bloom on, and it was the first time I pitched Rob and Akiva Get Shrek'd.
Okay.
And Mike was on there and he mentioned
he knew about it.
Yeah, he knew about the famous Shrek and Batman giving a pregnant Shrek, and you can see an X-ray, and it's Sonic inside his stomach. So there's a lot of erotic Shrek fan art, and for me, that's I'm not that.
Why
type
is
of
that? Why did that happen, Tim?
I think Shrek is just such like a meme. Like, it's one of those things that like people inherently like. This generation grew up with Shrek as one of those films that they've seen so much, and also consider it bad or like cringe. And so then it just got memefied to death. And the Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life meme video is all about a, have you ever seen that YouTube video, Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life?
No. Should we play it?
No, not safe for work. Okay. Probably not. But check it out. Go and check it out. But it is all about, erotic Shrek content. So,
okay.
I would avoid, that being said, the Shrek, went to the Oscars. Did you know that, they were there to receive their Oscars? And
there's a great clip on.
Great clip in you. No, actual. It was the first year they had animated best animated movie, and there were only three nominees. It was Monsters Inc. It was Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, and Shrek. And they cut to them in the audience in tuxedos. So there's actually video of Shrek and Donkey at the Academy Awards. It's being presented by Nathan Lane, and
do they talk?
They just wave and clap like they're in the audience.
Yeah.
And then what's interesting, though, too, is they had the animators also animate them all losing. So after Shrek wins, they cut to Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc. And they're in the audience politely clapping and grimacing with like they're like sad. And then they cut to Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, and he looks depressed because he lost as well.
This was his one shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Neutron isn't gonna. There was no other movie, so unfortunately for Boy Genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, distant third.
Yeah,
you think he got one vote, Jimmy Neutron?
Probably. I would think. I think another Nickelodeon star, Miranda Crosgrove, probably voted for him. Mm-hmm. If she's in the Academy at that point, who could know?
Who could know? Yeah.
The other big question about Shrek, of course, is like the internet's obsessed with the donkey dragon relationship.
Yeah,
I feel like
most of the times I sign on, it's like, guys, stop talking about this donkey dragon relationship already.
The only time that people stop talking about it is probably during the Saturday Dead Zone, right, Akiva?
Yeah. Right now, there's not a lot of tweets about it, but it'll be trending by Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think right now everyone's obsessed with like She-Hulk carrying the guy out in that trailer. I'm not sure if you saw that. Another green character, by the way.
Another green character. Is She-Hulk is not in a romantic relationship with regular Hulk?
No, she's his cousin.
Cousin. Okay. Yeah. I watched the trailer. And I was like, oh, I thought they were like married.
Here's based on the comic books. Of course, I haven't seen the show, but in the comics, she's Bruce Banner's cousin and is in a car accident, needs a blood transfusion, and Bruce Banner's the only person to give blood.
Watched the trailer, Kiva. It looks like She-Hulk is on like Tinder too. Maybe we can fix up her profile.
Yeah. Not a bad idea for a future episode. Mm-hmm.
It looks like she's doing pretty well in the trailer, at least.
Right. For sure. All right. But Donkey and the dragon.
Yes. Did you find them OTP? Do you think they're a good couple together?
I mean, it seems like it works for them, right?
I found this watch through kind of problematic. Like, Donkey openly says he does not consent to the affection that Dragon gives him.
Yes.
And that was interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he comes around in the end, but the Dragon's way more into Donkey than strong. Donkey is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Blowing heart-shaped smoke rings at him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you want to Google how it works, it's all online if you want to know.
Yeah.
How
what do you mean how it works?
Yeah. People like, are interested how they have children.
But because they're different species?
Yeah. And also different sizes, I think, is like most people's obsession.
I mean, Mike Myers will tell you, that doesn't matter, right?
Will he?
He has kids, Mike Myers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But is his wife a gigantress
I don't know. I don't know. They have six kids, Dragon and Donkey.
Oh, yeah. The Dronkies, of course.
The Dronkies. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're half donkey, half dragons.
Yeah, and they're all named after desserts.
Oh, what are they called?
Oh my gosh, are you going to make me? Okay, I know there's peanut. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can do them off the top of my head.
Peanut isn't really a dessert.
Well, it's well, it depends.
Food, yes. Keith, is peanut a dessert?
Is peanut a dessert?
Put that on the
census. Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, fine. We'll edit.
Yeah. Imagine you serve dinner to someone and then after, all right, let's bring out the peanuts.
You put the peanuts on a Sunday, right? Like, that's nuts on a Sunday.
Peanuts are an appetizer more than a dessert.
Okay. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
All right. Well, there's also parfait.
Cracker Jacks are more of a dessert.
Yeah, I would. Although it's part of the Cracker Jacks outside a baseball stadium. I don't know.
Mm. Well, I guess they used to have peanuts in there. Maybe.
Think about how messy it would be. Like, everyone just cracking the peanut shells. Then it's like, I guess it's better than an appetizer.
Are Cracker Jacks kosher?
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I'm not a big Cracker Jack guy, to be honest.
What about popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn is not. Popcorn is kosher.
Okay. I'm asking, do you like popcorn?
Oh yeah, popcorn's fine. It gets in your teeth a lot. It's not my favorite thing. My kids love popcorn.
In the film, Donkey states that everybody loves parfait. Do either of you like parfait?
Yeah, I'm pretty partial to a parfait.
You're partial? I'm neutral to a parfait. I sort of nothing parfait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't call it that, but a lot of times I'll put, yogurt with cereal, which I think is technically a parfait.
Yeah, that's parfait.
Yeah, if you don't like soggy cereal, try it with yogurt. Mm. Life changer.
Wow.
But what
cereal is your go-to?
I mix it up. I've got a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, and I've done many, many, many hours on this, so I don't want to reuse the term. Yeah, but you could Google me and
it's definitely not Shrek cereal.
No, I mean, I wish we would have put it in maybe the next cereal tournament. We'll put Shrek cereal in if this still exists. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That'd be delicious. I mean, you can get old boxes. I don't think they are very fresh.
Yeah. So the names of the drunkies are peanut,
Debbie. Yep.
Yeah, Debbie, Coco, bananas. Peanut parfait and eclair. Debbie is, I guess, is what that little Debbie reference.
Yeah, a little Debbie reference.
Yeah,
I don't think Debbie in and of itself is a dessert, though.
Yeah, Akiva, was one of the failings of the Game of Thrones series that the dragons didn't mate with any other animals? Like
I want to see the dragons doing it more.
Well,
I
heard a lot of that. What if the dragon would have spoiler alert, when Jon Snow and Daenerys got together, like what if one of the dragons would have mated with a direwolf?
Ooh, that would have been great. That honestly, I'm hoping that's what the prequel series is all about.
I think
about.
The prequel is mostly going to be the dragon just like, you know what I'm saying. It's going to be TVMA, this show. Yeah. I'm saying the dragons are going to be, going around town just doing it with everybody, basically.
Yeah.
In the prequel.
Okay. Keith, would you rather watch House of the Dragon or House of Gucci?
I actually never saw House of Gucci. I was going to see it, and then it just fell off my radar. I'll give House of Dragon
a Gucci
chance. You and me,
yeah.
We're Gucci.
Yeah,
with each other, yes. Cumulatively, with the audience, I'm not sure. We'll see after.
Better question: are we dragon?
We might be dragon. Like we may have to get to the mailbag soon. I think we are dragon.
I know Tim still has more stuff.
Oh, I'm happy to wrap it up if you guys don't want to talk
it's
about
prepared
it.
A lot of stuff.
let's see. I did prep a lot of stuff. I'm wondering. Do you think the next Shrek film should be a live action one? And if so, who should play the Shrek characters?
Live action Shrek. I don't think they should do a live action Shrek.
No?
No.
Why not? It's working for Disney, especially if Disney
gets it. Is it working for Disney? What was the last one that was a hit?
Lion King is huge. They're making a sequel and a prequel to it.
Yeah. But Lion King...
I thought that was hated, though. I mean, I know it did okay, but...
That's different to me. Like, they did Lion King with actual animals... And they didn't have people playing the animals. Like in live action Shrek, is the donkey like an actual like a donkey that is walking around talking to a like green ogre? Like and remember when they made Will Smith be the blue genie in Aladdin?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Will Smith, he's like a huge Shrek fan too. Have you ever seen I Am Legend? Yes. Full on quotes Shrek in that.
But
is
Will Smith himself a big Shrek fan, or is just that character?
I believe he's quoted it saying Shrek slaps.
Okay, so now hold on. I see what you're doing here. All right. So, Tim, what else do you have planned for us?
Okay, the last thing I have is I did pull some sound bites, and I thought these could be like sounds that you guys could use throughout, since Shrek is great, and you could use these in future Renap episodes. So maybe we could go through and just listen and figure out where they'd work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
As you do this, can I bring up the point that I did not know, which was that they basically finished the movie with a different actor Mike Myers, and then that actor died, and they sort of like reshot the movie.
Well, okay. So originally, Chris Farley was cast as Shrek, and they recorded all of the lines, and he performed it as a like a Canadian voice, and then he
as a Canadian voice.
Yeah, he did like a Canadian impression. So
and Mike Myers like is Canadian and didn't do it.
Yeah. So get out of my swamp, don't you know? Or I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even tried that.
You can hear a couple minutes of it on YouTube. There is footage. If I had to guess, I mean, I don't think he finished it. I think he almost finished it before he died. If I had to guess, they weren't thrilled with the final product, and that's probably one of the reasons why they. Because if they loved it, I think they would.
Do you want to hear some of Chris Farley as Shrek here?
Not going to work. You're going to see it doesn't really work without all the accoutrements.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Man, there's nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too into it.
Yeah.
He
was there for the check,
struggling. You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe he was struggling with his issues. He was struggling with at that point.
Yeah, my guess is that they weren't happy with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, Mike Myers came in and replaced him. And actually, this was after, of course, Austin Powers, Despite Shag Me. So Fat Bastard was...
Top of mind,
but wasn't his first choice. Originally, he like performed it kind of as a like he was like doing a old Hollywood voice, is what I've read.
The old Hollywood voice,
yeah, like Jackie Gleason. I think he was trying. It was the original voice, and it didn't work. And
they said, "Can you give us a little bit more Fat Bastard?"
Yeah, a little more Fat Bastard. And they said the character model is actually more designed after Chris Farley, and then they went in and like changed the eyebrows to match Mike Myers.
Yeah, because Mike Myers is not like a large man. Many would say,
no,
yeah.
He's taller than the Kiva.
Yeah, I don't think he is. Is he?
Yeah, we determined that earlier.
Yeah, we went over this.
Yeah, but again, but his is also you're taking 2 inches away from a Kiva, but you're not taking 2 inches away from Mike Myers.
He still would be taller.
I can't spare 2 inches.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, Mike Myers can't spare 2 inches.
Certainly not. Okay. All right. A button on a bush, as they said. Okay. All right. So. Then let's go ahead. So, Tim, you want to set up any of these clips?
Yeah, why don't you just play Shrek 1?
Shrek 1. Here we go.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
The right way for smack bottom.
Yeah, I think that's like when Akiva like changes the rules or like, you know, he he's like Titanic, the boat. You could play that and correct him.
I mean, we have Robin Akiva hit rock bottom coming up soon.
Ooh, there you go. Smack bottom.
Smack bottom. Okay. I don't know if we're going to be doing too much smack bottoming.
No.
Well, let's listen to Shrek 2 then.
Okay. Is this from Shrek 2 or this is all from Shrek 1?
No, this is all from Shrek 1. Okay. I'm not going to spoil Shrek 2.
That Shrek 2, Robin Akiva gets Shrek 2'd is, you know, that's, we have to save all that for another time.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Two things. Okay. Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
I know you're shut up, Tim. Maybe that could be like your theme song when you come on.
Perfect. Yeah, two things. Shut up, and then I say Tim. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good God, that's Shut Up Tim's music.
Two things. Well, of course, All Stars would be my song. I mean, Smash Mouth is so good. Book ends the movie. Front to back, so good.
Yeah, Akiva, I know you're the music expert. Are you a Smash Mouth guy? And you like Smash Mouth football?
Yeah. Well, no, I really like passing football. I think the Jets should go away from trying to play Smash Mouth football. Yeah. What's your third favorite Smash Mouth song?
Let's see. Yeah. What can you rank the Smash Mouth hits?
Well, of course, there's I'm a Believer.
I mean, that's what they have. What, 2.5 hits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's hilarious too is if you watch the Smash Mouth All-Star video, it's a tie-in for another movie that probably should be in the crappy movie diaper. It is a song featured on Mystery Men. The
All-Star is Mystery Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller superhero movie with the Janine Garofalo as the bowler.
Yes. So Smash Mouth's first breakthrough hit was 1997's Walking on the Sun, which Akiva, I feel like, has been totally lost to history. I feel like you almost never hear that song.
No, but I remember it. I do remember it because that's sort of like a seminal age for me music wise. So I do remember Walking on the Sun. That's probably their number three song.
Yeah, behind the movies I'm a Believer and All-Star.
And All-Star. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I feel like that I'm a Believer is really just only a hit because of being Shrek. In Shrek. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could say the same about Shut Up Tim. I think, I agree that Shrek made this. I mean, I think it was a well-known song, but I think Shrek did make this song.
Okay. All right. Then, okay, so let's go. Here's another clip from Shrek.
Hey, easy with the Yankin.
Okay. Well, Tim,
when would we say that?
Yeah, did you have to go through the tug test to be here?
Well, you guys, I had it like stamped off, but you guys still had me do the tug test, which was weird. I passed.
What is this quote again?
Hey, easy with the Yankin.
Easy with the Yankin.
Yeah.
I mean, Akiva, should we save this if like Jordan Kalish comes on and is like, how about Aaron Judge?
Next time he tweets he tweets, I like when Kalish angrily tweets at like an umpire after a bad call against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll tell him then. Easy with the Yankin, Kalish.
I think you could do the gingerbread quote when you guys are talking about food.
Okay, here's a gingy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eat me!
Okay.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
What else?
Donkey. I think if you're mean to Akiva, you could play this one. Number
you
one,
cut me
Donkey.
Deep, Shrek. You cut me real deep just now.
You cut me real deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when you're when you take a break and you come back, you play the second Donkey one.
Okay, let's see.
I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just as a comment for this entire episode, you could do the Fiona quote.
Man, that was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do still have the Shrek cookie jar that you
sent we haven't discussed.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that in the background. It's great.
It does stay behind me. It made the move across the country with me.
I was wondering.
The batteries have never needed to be changed. I don't think I ever... Did I put batteries in it? Maybe I put batteries in it when I first got it.
It should have came with batteries. Yeah, I think send to your P.O. box and didn't tell you about it. That was a good bit, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a mystery for a while.
Yeah, you want me to grab it? Real quick?
Yeah, let's hear. I think he's going to say the waffle.
Okay, here, let me see. Yeah, it's kind of, vestigial to have a Shrek soundboard when we have the Shrek cookie jar here.
It's going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stars, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah.
What's fun too, if you really want to go down the YouTube rabbit hole, there's so many of the Shrek scenes where you can just watch it in different languages, and the waffle one specifically is fun because in several different languages they have to change waffles to a different food item because waffles don't translate. So specifically in Spanish, he's making tamales, and in Italian he's making donuts and
donuts.
There's a ton of compilations. You can just basically type in any Shrek scene in foreign language and you can listen to it in four or five back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
People like that for some reason.
Okay. Well, Tim, incredible job taking us through everything with Shrek. Yeah. Anything else that you want to make sure we know?
Well, I mean, I think that we're Shrek'd out to the gills. I think that, Shrek is love, Shrek is life, and everything. It's only Shrek 2 is so much better than Shrek 1, but Shrek 1 is a perfect film. I would argue that if you haven't watched Shrek in a long time, to go back and watch it and just know that it's so quick.
Yeah.
It's so perfect. The economy of the storytelling is really on point.
It's very tight. And that is a great compliment for me.
Yeah. And it holds up
I don't like these long ass movies.
Yeah. Like we paused the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie at one point and we're just there's 45 minutes left in this. And we're an hour and 20. It's why do movies have to be 2 hours? Make them shorter.
Yeah.
Most movies are too long.
This is already longer than Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably too long too. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, for sure.
No question.
No doubt.
No question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get to the mailbag yet.
Yeah, that might be quick then.
Yeah. So, brevity is the soul of wit. And so
that's what they say.
That's what they say.
That guy never, who's that? Oscar Wilde guy never freaking heard a podcast in his life. He'd be on, Oscar Wilde would be on Joe Rogan every week with 4 hours and he wouldn't say one word about it.
Okay. All right. Tim, are you going to stay for the mailbag?
I would love to.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun. Okay. So, Tim, you get to make a call of, do you want to hear Jack Fox, who sounds like he could be a character in the Shrek world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Fox?
Yeah, he jumped over candlesticks or something.
Sure. Do you want to hear his original mailbag intro? Would you like to hear just Phil T or Jack Fox with Phil T?
Rob, is there a way we could pull an audible and you could play all three at the exact same time?
No way.
Oh. All right, let's do the remix all three together.
All right, we got the remix coming up on the mailbag of Renap 176 coming up right after this.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Rob and Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang. Just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T and spit some rhymes. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Kiwi need a
bing bang. Rob and Akiva need a
right.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads. Dads, where's my mom?
Yes. Mailbag 176 here on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Shut up, Tim is with us if you are just joining us. Boy, you missed a hell of a Rob and Akiva Get Shrek'd here today. Thank you again, Tim.
Yeah. Some people would say it was a fat dump, but I wouldn't.
No.
Get out of here.
Come on. Stop. You know, Akiva, we have not looked at our Apple Podcast reviews recently. We always want to encourage mm-hmm. people to subscribe to the podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/RANAP feed. That's RAANAP feed. So you could subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then you could leave us your feedback and star ratings. You want to hear some recent,
please,
some recent reviews. Okay. From the spring. I'd love to read new reviews every week. Make that part of the show. Okay. But this is from HMC 1995. After listening through New Girl, Old Guy twice, began with a recent Robin Akiva NAP, and now starting from the beginning. Robin Akiva had the best banter. Great listen. Wow. Thanks, Uncle Kiwi.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to NGOG twice. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. We have one from Millennial Mike. Said, Robin Akiva, everybody's favorite uncles. Robin Akiva murdered me and my family.
Wow. Like, maybe we made them laugh so hard and they were on the road driving.
I mean, I hope this wasn't like a... I mean,
he's not accusing us of anything, right?
I'm gonna option,
don't tell forensics about this yeah. one.
I'm going to option this to Netflix and may turn do a series. Yeah. True crime.
Smithy312 says, Robin Akiva got it going on. Robin Akiva mm-hmm. know what they're doing. I said nobody ever. Wow. They keep the people laughing and bring joy to all who listen. If you like having fun, this is the podcast for you.
Yeah. That's really almost helpful? Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. I give that review 5 stars.
Yes. Okay. And then let's see. Let's try to see any other notable reviews. I think the last time we checked in, we read Obsinensky said, it's crazy, but it's good.
Hmm. Jill Fit 7 says, best in class. My favorite podcasts are those that discuss nonsense and treat them with the utmost importance. No one does that better than Robin Akiva. So good, I listen on 1x speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Jared Jerome said, shut up, Tim is 6'1".
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did he really say that? Oh. I don't know.
No, I'm not. That's
so don't, no, no spoilers. I want Jared to guess based on pictures of you, and then we'll get an answer on Twitter.
Okay. All right, Tim, you have gotten many ideas onto the wheel. Could you want to just tell us like the back of the baseball card or the wrestling card? Yeah,
sure. I'm bad at remembering this stuff, but because it's been here's the secret to my success. Well, number one, I always say this is a good idea at the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Then, you invented that. Now we almost every email says that. So.
And then number two, I was like an episode one RANAP listener, and I just was submitted a million ideas early mm-hmm. on, so
early
there was less pull to pull from. But you guys won $100.
Yeah,
you won $100 from me.
Win show
in
the Tim's
episode.
Money.
Yeah. The mass RANAPper.
Yep. You got Claire hit by the car when we talked about Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, Harry Potter was an idea of mine.
You also gave us what is considered by some to be the worst RANAP idea, which was the Final Four.
Yeah. I would say it's not a bad idea. It's just badly executed. So,
you're blaming the craft.
Yeah.
Four quarters
or a dollar. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I think at one point I had read that I had looked and I had over 10 ideas on the wheel, but a lot of ideas get submitted multiple times.
Dude,
so I'm
over
not,
10 ideas on seems, the wheel at once?
Seems, we almost
that,
never have
that,
one
that
idea.
That seems
on
a
once.
Little sus.
No, unless you're paying credit for like the coin flip. happened.
Or things like, in the fishbowl, maybe.
No, yeah, I don't know. No, that seems, no. It seems like maybe a lie. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, over the course of history. That
well, that's much different.
10 episodes. Well,
Rob, Tim's, like, best sort of bit. He doesn't do as much these days, but he'll tweet the ideas at us instead of posting them in the form.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they get traction, like, we get sort of pushed into doing it. So
one of Tim's best bits.
Yeah.
That's
thanks.
A
thanks. Top 10 bit for sure.
Top 10 bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's how I got all my ideas were the tweets. I have yet to use the form. So, there you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't got any ideas on the wheel in a while.
Well, was the song of the summer? Why does it say it's a Tim idea? Was that your idea?
It was one of my ideas. I pitched Will from America for
Where
song
are you
of the
reading
summer.
This?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, on the Robin Akiva needed spreadsheet, robinswebsite.com/wheel list, the creator of the episode, if available, is always listed. Will list the creator. So, I mean, if he's writing the shit up, Tim came up with the idea, he would know. Let me actually, you know, that's on topic, Rob.
Yeah.
In 2020, we did the Song of the Summer. It was the highlight of 2020.
Okay.
Not just on this podcast. I just mean sure. There's a bad year. Last summer, we did the Song of the Summer, too.
Yes.
So I've been speaking with Will for America.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really have a great idea for, like, which direction should we go? Should we do it again? Have we, like, you know, we went 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time was
a
bigger hit.
What if we do a song
of the winter? It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. He also, by the way, Shut Up Tim gets credit for the Sex and the City episode.
Yep. Sex and the Kiwi. That was my winning Among Us whale mailbag idea.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Akiva are superheroes. Okay. So I spoke with Will, and he doesn't have inspiration right now. Maybe we will do a song of the winter, but to do a third straight song of the summer. However, he informs me today that he is willing and able to put Name That Tune on the wheel. It is fully ready to go. It can go on the wheel today.
Okay.
Me, you, Will from America, Name That Tune.
So
that will be our musical episode.
Now,
this summer.
Don't want this to be too confusing. Okay. So we have done Name That Tune before when it was part of the variety pack when you and I played a game that was hosted by Puya where we played basically the bit a note round of Name That Tune, which we called Name That Tune. But this is, we are going to be traditionally playing Name That Tune.
Yeah, I think he's going to be playing the music live if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my God. Like Randy Jackson? Yeah,
I think so. I'm not totally sure he can. Correct me, but
yeah,
I think it'll be very fun.
Randy Jackson. He's never steered us wrong. Yeah, that where he always you remember Randy Jackson where he's like, yo dog.
I think he said yo blog.
Yeah,
yo blog. Right.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah.
So, are you up for putting that on the wheel?
Yeah, I already hit the button.
Oh, sorry. I forgot my old age.
Put it on the wheel.
So that should be fun. That'll be our musical entry for the summer. Listen, I think just doing everything 10 times sometimes could get stale. Maybe we will have a bit of inspiration. We'll do Song of the Winter, but at least we get some Will for America this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm up for
but
idea
I think
number
four. Song of the Winter, I think, is an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an idea.
Maybe it's a holiday song.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think maybe a Hanukkah song.
Okay.
Not enough mainstream Hanukkah songs.
It's true. It's really Adam Sandler,
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Will from America comes on the Song of the Winter. Mm-hmm. It's a Hanukkah song. Maybe from non-denominational even.
Okay, a non-denominational Hanukkah song. So you're saying four Hanukkah songs by one guy.
It's up
Let's
to you.
Let's give this one to everybody.
Well, I wanted to include all the listeners, but if you want to go only Hanukkah, we could do that too. I'm open.
Oh, so I thought you meant non-denominational Hanukkah song. I was trying to figure out that
one. We could do a non-denominational Hanukkah song.
I don't know how that would work, but yeah. So you want like a general holiday winter December song from?
Yeah,
I think you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Song of the Winter.
Song of the Winter. I love it.
Winter is coming.
Well, you got 6 months to think of that.
Hey, you can play that one drop from Donkey.
I'll just do the numbers today myself. Number one.
Okay. Oh, is that what you were waiting for? You're waiting for my cue?
I wasn't waiting, but then I was like going to segue into something because Tim was talking about it.
Okay.
I'm happy to do the numbers today.
Number one.
Okay.
Kate J says, Robert Akiva watched the new Chipmunks movie. Sorry, Chip and Dale movie. My kids were talking about the Chipmunks today. I was shocked they were able to name Alvin, Theodore, and Simon. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know where they saw them, but they were.
Interesting choice of that order to say them in that order.
Theodore, and Simon.
They hated Simon, I guess. So yeah. Kate J says, watch the new Chip and Dale movie. Shut up, Tim. Just mentioned that it was interminable, right?
No, he said it was great. 5-star movie.
You said you couldn't believe there was 45 minutes left.
Oh, well, it was too long. I mean, yeah, every movie is too long. I did like it.
So the movie was too long, but you give it 5 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 5.
Yeah.
Wasn't a perfect movie like Shrek.
Well, I mean, 5 out of 5, to me, indicates a perfect movie.
I don't give halves, so...
You don't give halves.
No. And I think if you give halves, it just makes it out of 10. Why not just do a 10?
That's true. Well, you should. I think it's weird that... It's weird that movie stars are at a 4 to begin with. If you think about it. We don't grade anything else out of 4 stars. Kate says, I'm currently watching the Chip and Dale movie, and you need to watch this movie. It's truly wild and very bad, she says.
Oh, and very bad.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a modern Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and there's like so many animation references. I don't know if
that's a Renap episode, but...
Wait for it to be on Netflix, maybe.
Yeah, let's see. It's out?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let me check it out. And maybe let's come back next week and talk about if we should watch it or not.
Okay, fine. Number two.
That was it. And just watch a movie. I feel like that's like a little unsatisfying
for number one. I mean,
you're describing this episode.
It was on topic, Rob. Like, I mean, Tim just mentioned that movie.
And really, I feel like if anything, yeah. I feel like it should be like a number four. Like, it's like, all right, number one, mailbag. Everybody's excited. Boom. Watch a movie. Well, like,
I agree. I try and usually start with an exciting one, but that was on
topic. It wasn't even
Rob
like a clever, like, Robin Akiva, go to Chippendales. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right, I'm excited. Yeah. And we like are stripping while we're watching the movie.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. You want something exciting? In.
Like I'm just number like two. Let's like
this a little more exciting.
Like it's number yeah. one. Come on.
Yeah.
That was up. Right there.
Can I pitch an idea then as the number
please.
One?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva name a baby face.
baby face like the musical artist?
No, like a professional wrestler, a good guy in professional wrestling. This is a professional wrestling podcast. You get Mari and Matt to come on, mm-hmm. and then you guys create your wrestling personas and talk wrestling, and hopefully...
Oh, okay, interesting. All right, so we create wrestling personas for ourselves.
Not ever create wrestling personas
for
ourselves. We create
superheroes, but not ever and wrestling characters. Mm.
You also have drag versions of yourselves, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
And then potentially can we get a Royal Rumble in this as well?
Yeah. Logistically, like, I think that the Royal Rumble 3, kind of petered out somewhere along the way, right?
It's on hold. It's on hold. It will happen, but it's on hold.
Akiva, do you want to create a wrestling persona?
Well, I think that's like Matt and Mari's bit. We could just go on their podcast and do it. I don't think that's like a Renap episode.
I'm due to go on during this run of episodes that they are back for season 5 of the Wrestling Rehab of Matt and Mari. Mm-hmm. Got a banger of an episode this week.
Great show.
Yeah. Well, it's big news. There's a lot of news in the wrestling news, world. Yeah. It's hard to know what's real and what's fake also. I still don't know.
I think this is very real news in the wrestling world. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. But it probably is. I'm not following it as closely as some people.
Yeah. It seems very real.
It was real to me, damn it.
The kayfabe is strong if this is real.
Yeah.
They should do more stuff like that. Like make everyone think it's real and then it's I got number two idea that I think will excite you.
Yeah, can I tell Tim I'm listening to another podcast, a ringer podcast of the 25 I don't know the exact title, 25 phrases that define the Attitude Era.
Ooh.
The Book of Wrestling.
When did Rob become this big wrestling guy? Mm-hmm. I feel like you didn't care about wrestling for decades.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, link me.
I don't know when this phase started. I didn't hear much about it. It just comes out of nowhere here.
Look, we only talk on the podcast.
Yeah, wrestling's good too. Wrestling's fun.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend it. I really recently just re-got into it as well. And
I'm trying
enjoying
to catch up of 20 years it. Of stuff right now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. what's fun too, is there's a lot of
wait
like,
till you get to the Daniel Bryan stuff. That's exciting.
Oh yeah.
He's I on mean, the top of the cage. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Bryan Danielson, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Okay. This is from John John.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Called Robin Akiva take an ice bath.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of people yeah, trying to get us in the bath these days.
It is true. It is true. Yeah. Maybe we smell. I don't know. Robin Akiva.
Yes. Tim?
I'm a noted bath boy, by the way.
You're a bath boy?
Yes. I love a bath. In fact, I would say I've taken more baths than showers this year.
Is it like 4 to 3?
Wow.
Easily 4 to 3. Love it. It's, I got,
are they hot baths?
Yeah, hot bath. Are you going to take a cold bath? Like, oh, wait, this is this idea. I don't want to be mean about a cold bath.
Don't throw some cold water on this, Tim.
Yeah, but no, all my baths are hot. I have a hurt shoulder, so I like to soak it in the bathtub. But you can mm-hmm. you can listen to a podcast in the bath yeah. instead of a, yeah. Yeah, a shower.
Rob, I feel like, you know, 2018 Rob would have already played the Stop Yanking It
thing. Oh, my God.
I'm not doing that
in the bath. Like, what I think are you talking about? That is really an unideal place, I would imagine.
I think
like
the joke, if we could analyze it, was that's how we hurt his shoulder, and now he's
okay, I see.
Anyway,
hey, maybe. Easy with the Yankin.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like the shoulder is like, boy, you really, I think you might be doing it wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got injured.
Like, forearm tendonitis, I could see.
Yeah, Mike,
like, I think, Tommy John. Maybe.
What about oblique?
I think Mike Myers' shoulder is just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Shoulder is like
Robin Akiva, John John says, talk and watch the Kevin Hart series Cold as Balls while taking an ice bath.
Cold as Balls?
Kevin Hart series.
Are you familiar with this series?
No, but it's Kevin Hart. So he's probably not making it up.
Are you guys just balls cold?
Well, if you're in the ice bath.
Yeah.
Mine's
okay. What cold. Is cold as balls? Kevin Hart hops in the post game cold tub to chat up different sports personalities.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. It's basically, it's like a Hot Ones where he gets in the cold tub with athletes.
Yes. Yeah. It's Hot Ones in a bath.
Oh,
so here he's in a bath one
with Sasha Banks.
Banks.
Very topical. Yeah.
We sort of just talked about her, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be a lot of work to set up the cold bath, right?
The Undertaker did an episode of the show.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
He got the Undertaker in a tub.
Jeez. Jerry Rice and the Undertaker.
In one tub? That's two goats.
Yeah.
A phenom.
Yeah. Okay. If you had to watch one episode of this, Akiva, what would you watch? Would you rather watch this or comedians in cars getting coffee?
I think this is a better bit.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld doesn't suffer for his craft. Listen, we always say on this podcast, art is pain. And, you know, this seems like it would be a big pain. Got like, I want to be
nature
famous.
Nature boy, Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what he was saying the whole time? Woohoo!
It's cold. So, yeah, we're in season 5 of this and we're just hearing of it.
LOL Network. So he doesn't even have his own like page. There's like other stuff going on, I think, mm-hmm. on this LOL Network.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill? I don't know.
Yeah. How about one with Dennis Rodman and the Bella Twins?
Yeah.
They keep them short because you know, you don't want to be in the tub for that long. Oh, Johnny Manziel he got back in 2018.
Yeah. Well, now it would be weird to have Johnny Manziel, I think, mm-hmm. in the bathtub with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
I guess these are on Peacock.
Oh, they are? I thought it's a YouTube series.
Watch Cold as Balls season 1 streaming online. I guess maybe Peacock has them.
Maybe he got promoted to Peacock from YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're on Peacock, you might as well watch Shrek instead, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that these are available on the Peacock. Okay.
All right.
I don't think we're gonna do this, but you know. I think it's interesting, and that's
funny
why
idea, John.
Keeps these interviews short, because you can't be in the cold tub for that long.
Yeah, it's true. There would never be, you know, a 3-hour episode of a podcast done in a cold tub.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd be dead by the end.
All right. There we go. All right. Akiva, you're taller than Kevin Hart, though, right?
I believe I am.
Okay. All right. But does the cold water induce shrinkage?
High shrinkage?
Yeah. It shrinks?
Yeah. Is that what happened to Mike Myers, Tim?
Yeah, I think he got right. He was talking.
He's going to be in season 6 of Cold as Balls.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Okay.
All right. He was in the pool.
Number 3.
All right. Number 3, we'll do a 3X idea. I don't know if this has become a thing.
Okay.
Jordan from DC, one more person who said, let's do the Hunger Games series on 3X. There's 4 movies based on 3 books. Very popular series among Gen Z people. Read the books in high school would be great to have an expert.
Maybe I trust Tim's take on this. Tim, what do you think? Should we 3X the Hunger Games? I think I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Hunger Games a lot. I think the movies are good. But on 3X, I mean, I feel like you need something that's more action-y. There's a lot of like plot-driven stuff. Hunger Games is good too because it's kind of like a survivor element game, at least only for the first two.
3 movies, right?
There's 4 movies. The last one they split into 2 parts because that's what they do to make money.
You know, the Hunger Games films. You know, the correct order. It's 2-1-4-3.
2-1-4-3. Yes, of course. And actually, let me think. 2-1-4. Yeah, that's actually is my order as well. That's good. Those are fun movies. 3, unfortunately, yeah. I don't see, like, I want to watch, like, I think Transformers or something like that is more
okay. So
something that would go for a 3X where it's a lot of action.
Oh, I've got it. All right. So you people have pitched this idea before, but now that I hear it, okay, Transformers, Akiva, but should it be Trans4X?
Oh. Wow.
Do we even have the app? Does the app even go up to 4X?
I think it does. I think that is like the speed limit.
4X.
This is a good idea. You should have started with this is a good idea because this is great.
Trans 4X.
Or something like that. Yeah.
And it's the logical increase from 3 Fast, 3 Furious.
They said it couldn't be done.
Amazing.
Because there's a lot of them and we would fly through them and then we would really be trying to say like, wait, what happened?
And you just get someone who's like a Transformer expert to come on and help you guys, I guess.
Okay. By the way, I am on I Googled Hunger Games to see what came up, how many films there are. And they have the section where people also ask the some interesting questions. One, they want to know, why did they ban the Hunger Games? I guess, so not the actual games, but I guess some libraries and schools have banned the Hunger Games. Then also there's one, is the Hunger Games a true story? Is the Hunger Games a true story? No. The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins is not based on a true story. It is a dystopian fiction that's set in a post-apocalyptic nation of Panem.
Panem. Mm-hmm. Well, it could be like maybe they're asking it's like the Star Wars thing that it took place a long time ago, far away. Maybe they think this took place a long time ago, but here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So how many Transformers movies are there? Transformers movies.
Let's see. There's Revenge of the Fallen, Dark of the
Transformers
Moon.
Transformers film series. Okay. There are, as of this point, there are 6. Is Bumblebee canon?
This was my one thing that I did get upset when you watched Fast and the Furious. You should have just put in Hobbs and Shaw there as well.
Okay. Well, we're saving it for a special occasion.
Right. Yeah.
So there is in 2023, Transformers Rise of the Beasts is scheduled to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia refers to that, Rob, as the 7th film.
Okay.
So I think.
So we want to put this on the wheel now of Transformers 2007, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, Transformers Dark of the Moon, Transformers Age of Extinction, Transformers The Last Knight, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, 2018's Bumblebee, and then there is Transformers Rise of the Beasts in 2023 and the untitled prequel film 2024.
Wow, can't wait for that one. Yeah, we could watch. So we each watch 3. We'll switch off like last time, odds and evens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Trans4X, Tim? Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Good idea. That was a good idea.
Okay. Three Fast, Three Furious, Trans 4X, and then we'll see.
You're like, what, Trans 4X-mers, is that a thing?
Well, I think that Trans 4X-mers, no, I don't think that that's...
Like, just like we're not saying it like that, but what if the logo is like Transformers with, what, like a
the logo for our podcast?
Well, you know, the logo, like we have a logo every week made up for the podcast.
We have art. We don't have a logo made every week.
I don't mean like, you know, the art.
Do you guys know anything about Transformers?
Not really.
Oh, that's great.
Well, when I was a kid, it was my favorite thing when I was like four. I don't remember anything about it, but my parents say, I would always say, more than meets the eye. That was like my first thing. They still kept, I wonder if they're worth anything. My mom who kept nothing.
Maybe from
my
childhood.
My mom, no, they're not in the box. My mom kept nothing from my childhood, but for whatever reason, kept all my Transformer toys. Truly, the Akiva Museum would have nothing pre like 2008.
I bet if you have the accessories, those are probably worth a couple hundred bucks, to be honest.
Trans 4X-mers.
Okay. Trans 4X-mers. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it on the wheel, baby. All right. Number four. You ready?
Sure. Okay. The number of trans 4X-mer as X.
Number four.
Okay.
That was pretty crazy.
That's my favorite one, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that one. Number four is the best.
Yeah. What's pretty crazy, Uncle Kiwi?
Well, we've been waiting for months and months and really a year since last summer to think about what to do in 3X. And it was looking at us the whole...
Well, that has been suggested to us, the Transformers films.
We didn't realize that we were thinking too small, that we needed to go for it.
That's what we needed, something else to unlock. But that's the thing about this show. It's like, then when we hear it, then it's like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. You're there all along.
Well, yeah.
And for those people who are trying to get an idea on the wheel, just keep pitching it. Eventually, like, they change their mind.
More than almost any other idea. And Robert Akiva get tracked. And one day we just were in a good mood and said yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And once number four. Tim is the rocket fuel.
Mm-hmm. This is the 10th episode that he's pitched,
mm-hmm.
according to him.
Yeah.
This is from Will C. in NC. Will C. from North Carolina.
Yes. Okay.
He said, you guys started this great idea. I want to keep the ball rolling. You should absolutely have the next live RNAP show in Raleigh, Durham.
Yes.
He said, you mentioned the airport as a hub. Of course, that's our most famous requirement. It's located between Raleigh and Durham, opening up your event and venue options significantly. Both cities offer an array of great hotels, food, breweries, bars, museums, and nature options. We'll see. You must know us well. We freaking love nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You already mentioned going to a Bull and Durs game, but act fast and you could catch the Carolina Hurricanes. How fast does he think we're acting? The playoffs are going to be over soon.
Yeah.
Play an NHL playoff game.
Okay.
He said, try authentic North Carolina barbecue and a sweet tea or a cookout milkshake. And best of all, after Nicole's response to Rob leaving town for his last few live event, he wouldn't be far away.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
Below are a few other events and places that may help you nudge into making the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like Akiva's house that runs without a hitch when he's gone. Probably runs without Akiva. Yeah.
No question.
Like, I left town for a couple days. Everything fell apart here. When are you coming back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. I got like, things did fall apart. It was like kids getting hurt, whatever. But it was more like, you got like, how come you're not socially distancing? I got like, you should catch COVID. You'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Lemur Center, he says. We should visit the Duke Lemur
Center. Who's Duke Lemur? That is?
Well, I believe it's probably Duke the University.
Josh Lemur?
No, it's spelled differently. Duke the University. And lemur, the animal, and center, like center for disease control.
Okay.
Like, I like to move it animal.
Yeah. What do we do there? It's the Duke Lemur Center. So it's the center to go see lemurs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, is it like indoors or outdoors? We are famously nature lovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could take all the listeners of our podcast to go see lemurs.
To see lemurs. The Duke Lemur Center is the world leader in the study, care, and protection of lemurs, Earth's most threatened group of mammals.
Mm.
With more than 200 animals across 14 species, the DLC, I like that they're on nickname basis with themselves.
Yeah.
The second paragraph.
Tim, was there a lemur in Madagascar?
Oh, yeah, big time. King Julian, of course.
Madagascar recap.
Sasha Cohen voices. King, I like to move it, move it is the big moment.
The figure skater Sasha Cohen? or Sacha Baron Cohen, and you were...
I forgot the Baron.
So nobody's ever said his name without his middle name, and but you're on... Okay, fine. Because Sacha Cohen was a figure skater.
Okay, all right.
That I know we are planning to do a Durham Bulls game with the local patrons in early July. I don't know how fast we would be able to act on a summer thing. Well, what's your feeling, Uncle Kiwi?
Well, I'm thinking anything involving me is probably more August than July. Okay. I didn't know about the, maybe you should take the patients to the Lemur Center. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Other things he suggests are a good night, North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. They have dinosaurs. Good Nights Comedy Club.
More Mall of America than museum people, right?
Yeah. Trolley Pub Brewery Tour. Plus any number of escape rooms, karaoke. I thought that said karate for some reason.
Karate? Could do some, listener karate tournament would be...
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Forget the mustard, right? Sweet.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tim. Hit by car, Claire. Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you just beat each other up. Okay. Listen, should we... What if we merge with another...
live Royal Rumble would be very exciting.
that would be amazing. If it's at the Lemur Center, that's the only way to do it.
Could you imagine if we had some sort of...
Oh, my God,
like,
it's the lemur's music. The lemur comes in. We have to, beat the hell out of the lemur.
Yeah, some sort
that's
of, like,
real
extinct,
life baby.
Squid Game, maybe, like, where we had, like, listeners come in and compete in, like, feats of strength.
Yeah, Robin, I would like to do a real-life Squid Game.
Yeah, Robin
and maybe Shut Up Tim puts up the money for it.
That was what Mr. Beast did.
Yeah.
Well, do you want all the listeners to die? Is that the point? Are you
Tim? If you know anything about us, we do not want the listeners to die.
No.
Yeah, of course.
No, we want them to live.
Yeah. that no listeners, no podcast.
It's true. It's true.
Well, yeah, I think a real life.
And then if a rumor starts that like all the listeners to Robin and Kiwi podcast are dropping dead, then we'll lose everybody else.
Also. And that's why I just want to officially state on the record, this guy on Apple Podcasts who said Akiva and Rob murdered me and my family is a liar.
Liar.
And I'm saying that this review is not helpful.
Prove it.
Prove it. You have no evidence.
Yeah.
Millennial.
Email
Mike.
In. Let us know how we friggin' killed you. Okay.
You got nothing on me, Mike.
Yeah. What if we combined with another podcast? Is there another podcast out there? Maybe Taryn wants to come out there and we'll for Big Brother or something in August. We team up with a second podcast and come to North Carolina. What do you think about that?
So I'm just going to pick out one other podcast on the network and say you're invited and everybody else
one.
Is.
Yeah. And like that, I feel like we could sort of piggyback on them.
Let me give you a little news flash. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a Big Brother event. Robin Akiva Need podcast is so far on the back burner. You're not going to know what hit you.
Well, I want to be on the back burner. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We'll get our freaks. And they have much bigger freaks than us. Let's be fair. Anybody who's just a Big Brother, like we got the normies, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think, but you want more people to come.
But it makes no sense to do a Big Brother event in Raleigh, North Carolina. There's no Big Brother people here, I think, except for Christmas. And none of the podcasters are here except for me.
But you're not able to leave. We got to work with what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Christmas for the Song of the Winter.
So maybe.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. So.
You should put that a piece of a verse, Jackbox style.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess first things first, Uncle Kiwi, I think you need to come up with potential dates that you can do and see if there's a fit there.
Okay.
Before we figure out a location.
Okay. You ready for number five?
Yeah. Okay. But maybe Raleigh could be a good fallback if it looks like that we're throwing something together last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number five.
Okay. This is from Phil, and it's called Gone in 20 Seconds.
Okay.
Phil says, watch three movies that have time in their title of 3X and see if one of them... Now, we already put a 4X on, so bad timing by Phil to have this come after we just put one on the wheel, but we'll still read it because it was on my list of five.
gone ZF having, in 20 seconds. Why is it 20 seconds?
Because it's got the movie Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, so the movie Gone in 60 seconds would now be Gone in 20 seconds. 90 minutes or less would now be 30 minutes or less, and at 45 minutes would now be 15 minutes.
Well, I think it's too cute.
Too cute by a third.
Yeah, and we already got Transformex on the.
yeah, no, he really bad timing in his. Yeah, he got Wally pipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Wally Pip. Shut up, Tim.
Pip the troll.
No, Lou Gehrig. He sat out for a day. Lou Gehrig came in, never sat again.
Okay.
Mm. You know Lou Gehrig?
Yeah. He's got that disease.
He's got a disease. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other ideas, old business that we want to talk about? Anything else from last week's show?
I have a sequel idea.
Okay, please.
Do you?
This is Sex and the Kiwi 2 and Chest Like That. This is
and Chest Like That. Yes.
And Chest Like That. This is Rob, Akiva, and Chester alternate episodes of the phenomenal hit series and Just Like That, the Sex and the City reboot with only three of the people.
I don't think we're ready for Chester's Sex and the City takes.
I'm ready for them. I don't want to watch Sex and the City, honestly.
That show, you only have to watch a third of the episodes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's Mike Myers level of a show. It's good. It's worth talking about. Jay Diaz.
Yes.
The Jar Jar Binks of the Sex and the City universe. Let's say that. So,
Do you know who Jar Jar Binks is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like the freaky guy on Star Wars.
The one freaky guy.
Looks like a freak.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
All right. So this is from associate producer Amanda's notes from the last podcast. Rob and Akiva get tin hats. Akiva said he'd reach out to Antonio.
Yep. I just reached out. We'll get an answer next week.
All right. We were working on a new name for Rob and Akiva name things, but I actually liked what we came up with at the very end when I came up with
the
naming convention.
Name convention is good. The other one that I liked that came in was Rob and Akiva name a bunch of stuff or Rob and Akiva name stuff.
Mm. Okay.
Rob's you like better. The naming convention. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other brackets on the wheel for May 1st. Why are we talking about brackets? The meetup location. And then Amanda said she watched BS on Netflix. Now she said it was a good idea. I saw somebody else watch it and said it was a bad idea.
I watched Bullshit.
Yes.
And it could be Win Tim, Shut Up Tim's Bullshit. It's a fun idea because here's the premise. It's basically, you have one person competing to answer questions and then a panel of three people trying to guess whether or not they got it right. So for an example, let's play around right now. Akiva, Shrek's, which one of these is not Shrek's kids' names?
Okay.
A, Fergus. B, Farkle. C, Farley. D, Felicia.
Farley is fake.
You lock that in? Okay, Rob, now you have to pick, is Akiva right or wrong?
I think he's wrong.
You think he's wrong?
I think he's wrong.
Okay, and so then reveal... Akiva is right. So Akiva moves on. You go up a ladder and
ladder?
Well, a ladder of prize ladder, like going up to $1 million. So Akiva gets another question. And meanwhile, the people who are on the panel are competing to get the most correct. So you would have lost points there, Rob.
Oh, man.
And then once Akiva loses and no one believes that he is correct, he... is eliminated.
Yeah, I'm already getting confused.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to hold off on that for now. Okay.
For now.
How about forever?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Rob, can we spin the wheel?
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about what's coming up here on RENAP. Season 3, episode 7 is back with the fishbowl, the coin flip, the crappy movie diaper, guest choice, a lot of, you know, responsibility for Shut Up Tim here. The 2022 hot takeoff. Amanda says that they said it'll be ready in one more week.
Yeah, I'm sure it's ready. Let's just do it.
Okay. All right. Five spot, Robin and Akiva are extra. Oops, all mailbag. Listener choice. We have, I literally just told you, we have a Kiva Drive spot.
Mm-hmm.
Bollywood movie with Sasha Joseph. Renapper's Gone Wild. Robin and Akiva need a new catchphrase. We have Robin and Akiva, this is how we roll. Did that go off the air yet?
Yeah, so it got canceled, yes, and it had its two-part finale last week. Okay, so it is off the wheel, unfortunately.
Would have been fun, but no way.
I would have loved it. Sorry, Pete Holmes. Pour one out for This Is How We Roll.
Sorry. Tim, are you a bowler?
Well, yeah. I used to bowl. I had my own bowling ball and shoes.
Yes. What was your high game?
And shoes.
Oh, 265.
Oh, my God.
101
you
points higher than me.
You lapped Akiva.
Yeah.
Wow. Or over 100 more.
If we meet up in North Carolina or elsewhere, I feel like we should have a listener bowling event.
Bowling night? Sure.
At the Lemur Center.
At the Lemur Center. Okay. Robin and Akiva hit rock bottom. Robin and Akiva get Shrek. We did that today. We'll have to wait 10 episodes for Robin and Akiva to get Shrek 2.
Again.
Well, honestly, if we do get a sequel, I think that it's appropriate we wait until the next Friday the 13th to put it on the wheel because of Mike Myers.
Oh, okay.
Whenever that happens.
Sounds fine. Okay. We have Air Buds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Unhinged, where we're going to fix up people's prompts. Mm-hmm. I did appreciate some of the feedback we got about for the spec script for our spec script plot about the person who was working with the person who runs the Unhinged business.
Yeah.
The Hinge Doctor. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. People have been asking. We have gotten a bunch of pitches about us like writing a spec script pilot. Like that's an episode. Yeah. We just come up with an idea and write the whole pilot or whatever. Not like word for word, but sort of like beat by beat. The, mm-hmm. the plot. I don't know if that interests you.
I think that'd be tough to do all in one episode.
Okay.
I'm interested in a spec script, but I'm more interested in a Shrek script.
Yeah. So the Shrek sitcom, do we want to do the adaptation of a mm-hmm. Shrek sitcom, Akiva?
Yeah, I could see Shrek as like the dumb guy has got like the, you know, too attractive wife.
He's basically the King of Queens.
He's the King of Queens, but it's the King of Queens, but it's in the swamp. The King mm-hmm. of the Swamp.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have naming convention, and then not eligible for next week is Name That Tune and Transform X, I think is like the cleanest way to say that.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Transform X.
Transform X. Okay.
It's all about the logo, you know?
That is what people always say about the podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like
podcast 10 to 10 logo.
Yeah, great logo. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're gonna maybe be working out the logistics of figuring out when this episode is gonna be. Akiva, I am traveling this upcoming week. So, do you think the listeners would mind if we had a midweek of next week? Maybe an episode in maybe 9 or 10 days as opposed to next weekend.
Very, I mean, I think we should probably lock it in off the podcast, but I guess they should know that it's a possibility. Yeah. It'll be late.
We
won't miss the week. You're saying it might be a late renap.
Yeah. So, well, we might get you one midweek of the following week. So maybe, right. Maybe not next weekend. Also, it's a Survivor finale week coming up. All right. So,
yeah, they can always just re-listen to this episode if they are.
Sure.
Pretend it's the movie Shrek and just watch it 100 times.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and find out what are we going to talk about in episode number 177. It's going to be Renapper's Gone Wild. Okay.
Ooh.
So
maybe use the extra time.
Tim, do you know what this one is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
All right. We're going to go through all of the different IP that features the word wild. Mm-hmm. And then we are assigning those out. And then listeners are going to come on and give book reports.
About book reports makes it sound more boring than it is.
Well, even what would you like to say? A short.
Yeah, they'll give us like a 5-minute thing. We'll interview them. I will say one thing about this, Rob.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit like a weekend idea with all the guests.
Okay. Well, the next 2 weekends are bad for me. You want to veto?
I mean, it's. I don't think it's a. Is it a veto or is it like a?
I mean, the following weekend might be possible, but
if you guys want to respin, I'll say I'll never admit that this was it.
Yeah.
I just don't know. So this weekend, you're out the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Unless people recorded the their
no, because I think we need to like. Be there, and we have to have them on and like sort of beat them up about it.
Beat them up.
I'm saying like they're going to come on. We're going to be like, hey, you know, so and so, watch this, and we're like, we have to be there. The conversation we need to be there with them.
Yeah. All right. So is it
a veto? And by the way, this is the idea. Definitely top two or three on the wheel. I want it to happen. So I'm not against this idea. I just don't see how we do it without a weekend.
Okay.
This week, or even you're not available in 2 weekends. Also,
I could do the Saturday of the following week. Saturday the 4th.
It's Shavuot. I think it's a holiday.
Okay.
So unless you could do Sunday,
I cannot.
Yeah. Well, then we're out the next 2 weekends.
Okay. So you're going to use your veto?
Do I have to use my veto? I feel like it's just ineligible.
I mean,
it's a constitutional crisis.
Mm-hmm, but is it ineligible, or is it that, you know, are you around on a Tuesday night?
Because all the time we do, like, we could do a Tuesday night. We could just do a weeknight, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but all the time we do, like, hey, Kirsten's not available this week. Hey, this thing, we can't do this.
We usually say it before we spin the wheel, no?
All right, so rewind. Do the RHAP rewind, RAP.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll make this easy, okay? I'll use my veto.
Well, you're using your see that? See, that's what friends are for.
Okay? All right. So I'm going to officially use my veto. This one's too much of a scheduling nightmare to do.
Now, is there anything else we want to take off right now before we...
Well, you're the one who's supposed to call those things out.
I know, but I forgot that we're not... Whoa. I'm available next week.
Myers just rang the gong.
Wow. Yeah, appropriate. Hey, just to be clear, you don't want to murder listeners, but Akiva wants to beat them up.
Just not the listeners, the guests on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So official veto is used. No constitutional crisis. Okay. I mean, that's what the veto was for. It's not that there's ideas that we don't like. It's that I have a busy schedule. There's a very specific window when Akiva can record the podcast too. So, let's respin. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything we want to take off before we respin? Speak now or hold our peace for several minutes.
Let's see what happens. Okay. All right. Fine. Here we go. I don't think we have anything else that requires a number, a large
more than
number
one
of
person.
Guests. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Spin number two tonight. Don't even know the last time a veto was used. Okay.
What a bummer. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Akiva Drive spot. Okay. So that puts into motion. We're going to spin again, but Akiva is going to be leading the podcast next week. Okay.
The alpha, baby.
Akiva will be the alpha next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here we go. And Akiva will be the alpha podcaster next week when we go to the crappy movie diaper.
Okay. Ooh. I think the perfect thing to show up right now when we have no idea when we could ever get a guest this
week. Okay. All right. So, Akiva, what's in the crappy movie diaper?
Great question.
Not the Love Guru.
Seven movies are left in the crappy movie diaper.
Okay. What are they?
Mac and Me. Been there since the beginning of time. Theodore Rhett. That's the whoopee cushion.
Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yes.
Howard the Duck.
Yep.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo.
A lot of sequels. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to watch Scooby-Doo. You want to watch Scooby-Doo?
Is Scooby-Doo that crappy?
I don't think so, but of course.
What's it on IMDb?
Movies.
5.2. It's not great.
Okay.
I'm not against it. It's your call.
All right, why don't we take it out for now?
Okay. You're out for this week. And Good Burger is the sixth
good
one.
Good Burger. Then. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. You going to play the shot in the dark?
I'm not going to play shot in the dark. Do you have a rooting interest here? SUT?
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I think Mac and Me is a all-timer. Like, and then you can talk about Paul Rudd. You can, that one's good.
We could always talk about Paul Rudd. We don't mm-hmm. need just Mac and Me.
He does make an appearance in the Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers movie. Spoiler alert.
All right. Okay.
I got the randomizer out. I'm going to randomize it. Top one randomize. Wins here. Random Mac and Me, Theodore Rex, Weekend of Birdies 2, Howard the Duck, Speed 2, Cruise Control, Good Burger, and the winner is Speed 2, Cruise Control. What do you think, Rob? You excited?
Okay, it'll be fun. Speed 2, Cruise Control, I believe one of the biggest regrets from the career of Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that with her? Jason Patrick?
Jason Patrick. They couldn't get Keanu back.
Oh, we should watch. Well, how about this? We should watch Speed 1, but watch it on 3X just to get us in the mood for Speed 2.
I agree. We will both do that. Okay. That is our commitment to you, the listener. Jason Patrick, Willem Dafoe is the bad guy.
Okay. Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by the great Jean Dubont. I don't know if it's great.
Yeah.
This time on a boat.
Yes.
He directed Twister and Speed, the same guy. Two of the great movies of all time, and then he throws out Speed 2 Cruise Control. Who knew?
Gotta get paid.
Anyway, and Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm excited. We will definitely find the time to watch that movie at some point in the next 9 or 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back at some point with another episode. And we will do Renapper's Gone Wild, hopefully very soon. If it ever comes up, Akiva's Choice, I'll choose that.
Okay.
Because I feel bad. I wanted to do that, but it's just completely impossible to do that this week and the next week.
Okay. All right. Shut up, Tim. What's coming up for you?
Oh, well, I do a couple of podcasts regularly. I'm on the franchise's Patreon covering, you talked about Big Brother Freaks. We're watching all of Big Brother 7 right now with the Compies, with Daniel Ehrenberg and Logan B. Adair. And another weird project, I'm on the Real Weird Sisters
Wait, you're podcast. You're watching Big Brother 7?
Yeah, we're watching Big Brother. We started with Big Brother 2 and we've been working our way through.
I didn't even know you were a Big Brother fan.
I do. I actually really enjoy modern Big Brother. I just haven't seen a lot of the older seasons. So I have seen 7 All-Stars before, but there's some blind spots coming up for me. I've never seen Dan Giesling's first season and stuff like that. So I think you may have inspired me to watch Big Brother, to be honest, perfectly honest. God. So.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. I listen to live feed updates and stuff. So yeah. I haven't reached Canada level yet though. So All-Star, BB All-Stars and BB.
Hey now, you're the All-Stars.
Yeah. Yeah. I love All-Stars. See, yeah. Shape of an L on my forehead. I'm also on the Real Weird Sisters. We do a show called Take 5 where we're watching 5 minutes of the Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, the third film, 5 minutes at a time, and discussing. Our episodes are usually about an hour
you're
and a half.
Famously the third sister, right?
Oh yeah, officially the third sister. Thank you, Akiva. They'll love that. I am the third Real Weird Sister, and we've every 2 or 3 weeks I'm on their show. We discuss another 5 minutes of
now,
that
what
magnum
if the
opus.
5 minutes is like in the middle of like somebody's line of dialogue. You just stop it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we literally stop mid sentence or wherever it is on the 5 minutes. So we're the werewolf has transformed for the first time. That's about where we're at. We've done 21 episodes. So,
oh my god,
it's a
will
fun
you do
show.
The credits also, Tim?
I hope to, because specifically in Prisoner of Azkaban, you can see two students doing it in the credits.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
In the credits of
is this like your Shrek fanfic?
No, this is not fanfic. This is true.
Oh my god!
And by doing it, the credits are
easy with the Yankin.
are in the form of the Marauder's map, which is the map, and
I'm
you
coming!
See you see everybody by their footsteps. And if you look this up online, there are 2 feet that are way too close together doing something. So there you go. Hey, it's a bunch of teenagers. Yep. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Now you talked me into it.
Yeah. Well, check out
how many
that
podcasts
episode.
Do I need to get there? What is it? It's only what, like 26 episodes?
Well, we got 21 episodes so far, but you could jump in and not be too lost. Well, we described the 5 minutes that happened and then talk about go into depth. And we play games and have several segments. So it's pretty weird.
Prisoner of Azkaban credits.
Sex.
Easter egg. How about that? Let's see.
It's going to come up. I mean, there's not like sound or anything, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
If you want to follow me on at Shut Up Tim on Twitter and DM me, I'll send you that donkey bra.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be.
We are not affiliated with that. When you said that when you could see like in the credits, you could see 2 students, and I thought you were going to talk about people that like you taught.
Oh, not my students. No,
yes, 2 of my students actually worked on the film.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, but no, unfortunately, no, I don't think I taught anyone in the 3rd Harry Potter film.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Uncle Kibi, what's coming up for you?
We had some fun 32 fans this week. Chester and I were just bantered about, but it was a very fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
And GOG dropped a new one this week, nearing the end of season 3.
Also a fun episode.
Yeah, very fun episode. And then I also ranked all 272 NFL games, every regular season game. That's up. You can find it on my Twitter feed. People seem to like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. Other than that, I'm around.
Yeah. Okay. You're around if people need you?
Yeah, if you need me, at Keef26, I'm around.
Okay. All right. If you want to check out my coverage of the Pentaveret with Chappelle and special guest Mike Bloom, you can check that out on the Nothing But Netflix podcast. Also, Mike Bloom joined me for a supersized Survivor podcast this weekend as well. Closed out Beyond the Edge with Jenny Autumn. And of course, we have all of our Survivor finale coverage coming your way at robiswebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, yeah, so we got to do your diary.
What did we learn this week? Okay. What did we learn?
Oh. All right. Yeah, that's important.
Can you play I'm a Believer instead of the.
No. Well, maybe that could be part of it. Okay, here we go. All right. Let's. So what did we learn this week? This week. If there was one thing we learned, Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Akiva?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that if, you know, we were to watch another Shrek movie, Shut Up Tim has to dress up like Shrek, speak like Shrek the whole time with a Scottish accent. We should have made him do that.
Oh.
And also, you know, we learned that Akiva is donkey. I mean, Akiva Shrek and Rob is donkey.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
I was dressed as Shrek.